government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up later in the broadcast, we have the founder of the Rainbow Gathering that got attacked by militarized police. Children, of course, were attacked. This was in the local mainstream paper that also witnessed all of this. Any pretext, any excuse to attack the enemy. You see, we have a military, paramilitary police in this country now, and military attacks enemies and breaks things. Kill people and break things. And they have been taught that we are the enemy. We are enemies of the corporate Borg state. We must be minded. We must be bossed. We must be basically bossed around, squeezed. Our children are to be harvested for adoption and to be used by pedophiles. And in some cases, just shipped out of the country for slave labor. We are here as a resource like a stand of timber. Or like a field of corn to be cut down and then made into products. And, of course, the police themselves, the military themselves, no one is worse treated than them. They are called animals, scum, trash by their owners. They are experimented on. They are treated worse than anyone else in the system. And that's the way it's always been, because the globalists hate and despise their enforcers more than anyone. And so pull all sorts of vicious, dirty tricks on them. And they have them in a little mind control group culture, gang culture, where they're the elite and they're the good guys and they got to stick together and they got to cut corners to, you know, keep the state together. Meanwhile, the state absolutely hates their guts and enjoys crushing them one by one. Because the state is open criminals, conscious criminals, not mind control slave criminals. And so they despise the police because occasionally the way the system's set up, the police system does actually burn real crooks in the system, and the higher-up crooks use the police power to burn their enemies. And so there is a hatred by the system itself of their enforcers. So that's why police and military are burned and fed on and treated like absolute trash, along with most other government workers, i.e. the poison dust, depleted uranium, chemical biological testing, radiological testing. You are the apple of the New World odor's eye. They enjoy hurting you. They enjoy abusing you. It's a big, fun joke to them. We have a really important show lined up for you today. We have Mark Kornke lined up, but I'm unable. It was hard getting him set up on the show because he's been so busy lately with projects. And then we were trying to double-check scheduling and double-confirm, and I've been unable to. But he's scheduled, as they say, to be dropping in. Always enjoy a good talk with Mark Kornke. Oil sets new record above $147 a barrel. Crude jumps above $147 as concerns persist about Middle East conflict. Last time I checked, gold was at $164 an ounce and going up and down a couple dollars in the range. In fact, I want to know right now what it is. I am on Google. I will type in the word gold, and then that will give me a selection of gold indexes so I can look at several of them, because sometimes they're a little bit off. They're a little bit different. And I will be able to tell you what gold is here in just a moment. Gold hit a high of 963 about an hour ago. It is now 957 as central banks dump gold in, trying to drive it down. But it is up in the last week more than, I don't know, what's 57 and 20-something? It's up more than $70 right now, $70+. And that's almost $80. So we'll continue to track that. Stay with us. Vital news straight ahead.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let me just run through the top of the stack in the news I have here. Oil sets new record above $147 a barrel. OPEC says prepare for it to rise even more, $200 a barrel in sight. Stocks decline as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac fall sharply. The federal government says they cannot be allowed to collapse. This is called Great Depression. This is called Hold Your Breath, ladies and gentlemen. This is going over the edge of the cliff right now. Fannie, Freddie are too big to fall, lawmakers say. You know, I kept warning everybody for the last really 6-7 years about currency devaluation intensely on a daily basis, having guests on a weekly basis, now a daily basis, saying they're devaluing the dollar, and ne'er-do-wells all over the country make YouTube videos and send me threatening emails and comment on the dig stories and in our message board saying we're lying, we're making it up. And they are still saying that. And as things deteriorate even worse, they will then come out and say, okay, the dollar's been devalued, but we've got to support the Federal Reserve in saving us from it. They're our saviors when they're the ones that did it. It is this wanton desire to be ignorant, to be gamed, to be conned, to be lied to lose, to fail, to let the country fall. U.S. weighs takeover of two mortgage giants, Fannie and Freddie Mae. This is just incredible. Those have been giant money laundering, narcotics, trafficking sieves for decades. Don't worry, all the big boys' money's safe in real assets and offshore. While they increase the TV ads telling you where to invest your money and other speculative systems they use to then leverage. Gold hits four-month high on oil and dollar. Gold rallied more than 2% to a four-month high. Today, as the dollar slumped against the euro further, oil soared to a record high, and equity markets floundered on renewed fears over the scope of the credit crisis. Our entire economic future is on the rocks. When a ship runs aground, it then begins breaking up. The country is breaking up now. Now, when we were a industrial nation that was still agrarian, when we still had large industrial capacity in a country of skilled craftsmen and tradesmen who had had the knowledge passed on and who had advanced the knowledge over thousands of years, we had a great brain trust in this country from all over the world, from Europe, from the Middle East, from Asia, from Africa. All those tradesmen had integrated, had shared the knowledge. We were the best in the world. We are now way behind all other industrialized nations, not just for education, but for our trades, craftsmanship. And now we don't even have the base knowledge to start our economy over. The globalists centralized our wealth, transferred our factories, the engine of wealth overseas, told us globalism was mother's milk, and now they are removing the final pins which undergirded this society. And they are going to propose carbon credits to the citizenry. They are ramming them through in England, Canada, and cities in the U.S. Stores are now putting signs up. We got photos of this yesterday. We'll talk about it later. That says if you've got a low emissions car, you get to park at the front. See, you're going to be second class citizens if you don't. In California, you'll have on the side of your new car a big sticker by law of what the emissions of that car are. Codifying the fraudulent science that greenhouse gases are causing global warming. Everyone will wear their new equivalent to yellow stars on themselves. The new social engineering, 10 million Maoist, and that's what he admits he's modeling after, Al Gore with big IMF and World Bank and Chase Manhattan, Citibank, J.P. Morgan Chase funding to the program in the schools. All over Austin, they knife the tires of SUVs. They bash the windows out. It's never on the news, but every time I pull into a major park now, go down to Zilker, there's bashed out windows and lanced tires. As the new army, as the new Maoist waving their red books for the bankers to bring in the new feudalism, viciously go out knifing the tires, thinking they're involved in a revolution, when they're really bringing in the system of total neo-feudalism and control. Gold hits four-month high on oil dollar plunge. Oil exploding, dollar plunging. And in military news, there are scores of media reports in the foreign press, French News Agency, BBC, London Telegraph, Press TV, all reporting what the White House has announced, that they have intensified with an additional $400 million in funding four known al-Qaeda groups, true Sunni Wahhabist sects, commanded by the number three in al-Qaeda, to attack Iran and intensify attacks on them. Now, Iran is laying there taking this while they move to put up blockades and total sanctions of the nation as more of their assets are seized. Iran has no nuclear program, no offensive weapon program. This is in all the government's reports. They can't even get their own true analysts to disgrace themselves and ruin their careers. It's not just that they are good guys. Most of them aren't. They're pragmatists. They know it'll destroy their name forever. They could be indicted for it. So they have the Office of Special Plans, basically a Mossad operation. I mean, that's who runs it, all known dual agent public, you know, Israelis saying, and there's some British intel in there as well. I mean, we've got whole special forces groups commanded by British colonels now. So, I mean, it's just a total handover of our society to foreigners and mercenaries. And they've got little kangaroo offices in the Pentagon putting out the same disinfo, same folks that told you about yellow cake uranium from Niger and aluminum tubes and nukes and jumbo jets that the Iraqis were training in to carry out 9/11, all made up. They would show you hot air 18-wheeler trucks that were for pumping up with hydrogen. The balloons that the British and U.S. sold Saddam for artillery direction during World War II technology. Totally peaceful. Hydrogen balloons. The trucks that command and control them and pump the hydrogen into them. They knew day one, and they told you they were anthrax machines. I mean, it just, they talk to you like low-grade morons, laughing at you all the way to the bank. And now this, ladies and gentlemen, Jerusalem Post, Israeli warplanes practice in Iraq. And this is the Israeli government says and has confirmed that they have Israeli aircraft, F-15s, F-16s, and their variant aircraft, the Eagle, all stacked up by the hundreds waiting in Iraq right across the border from Iran, preparing to attack them. The head of the War Department of Israel, Barak, is over here right now peddling war. He is in D.C. meeting with the president. No doubt showing him pictures of the president with gay porn stars that visited the White House hundreds of times apiece, like Jeff Gannon. If you, I tell people about this and they've forgotten, and they go, oh, I remember. Yeah, and Bush was seen kissing him at press conferences. That's right. He's so out of his mind, he can't even keep his hands off of him in public. I mean, we're going to start seeing governors and people just hug and kiss each other in public. I mean, we all know what most of the governors are. I mean, I'm not even attacking gay people. My point is that this is a guild in government, mainly Republicans. The Democrats, it keeps popping up like women predominantly, but like to rape them and beat them up and bite them. That's what Bill Clinton does. So I'm not even getting into sexual persuasions here. The point is, it is a guild of aberrant, highly, promiscuous, risk-taking, wild men. Hundreds of visits by Jeff Gannon alone and a bunch of others he would bring in normally after midnight. Just imagine, you've got Karl Rove, George Bush, and the rest of them just in there, in the White House, with scores of gay porn stars. I mean, what? And I bring that up because even if you don't care they're doing that, even if that doesn't concern you, I mean, imagine if there was a corporation, a business, where this was going on at night, and I mean, all the dangers, all the problems, all the... It's just horrible. Just from a business perspective, much less the White House, where you have spies wanting to infiltrate it, where you have foreign governments wanting to blackmail and control, the total compromised nature of this. And the president starts kissing him on the cheek and hugging him and kissing the top of his head in public. Can't keep his hands off of him. Barack in Washington to lobby for an Iran attack. Paul Joseph Watson wrote this article. It's absolutely key. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. I'll cover that after the break, but this first, Israeli warplanes practice in Iraq. Israeli Air Force warplanes are practicing in Iraq airspace and land on U.S. airbases in the country as a preparation for a potential strike on Iran, sources in the Israeli Defense Ministry told local news network on Friday. The report, which also was carried by Iranian news outlets, claimed that recently massive IAF overnight presence was detected in several American-held airbases. Iraq denied on Friday reports claiming that Israeli Air Force had been practicing for a possible attack against Iran and its airspace. We'll be right back.
have everybody's attention, please. I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Trouble all my day.
You know, the Arab states are always saying Israel's trying to dominate their countries. They don't want Israel involved inside their nations. They say they don't want Israel trying to take their countries over. Because Israel has written a lot of public military plans to have the Middle East be called Greater Israel, and to put puppet governments over each one, and to basically have the countries hand their national resources over to them. And see, the Arab countries have all read this and seen this and know this. They're not under the propaganda mind control that we're under. Okay, where up is down and down is up and black is white and white is black. And we know there's been Israeli contractors involved in the torture. We know that there's Israeli companies all over Iraq. This just enrages the Arabs. Now Israel has warplanes sitting in Iraq. Just a dominated nation, 5+ years in, 1 million of them gone, and genocide's being committed, and Israel is sitting there. Hell, they'll probably start building settlements in it, and there's no end. There's no end. And then I hear this, well, Israel's got a hit. I was on with Mancow, a big national show on Monday. He's like, I was just over in Israel, Alex. I understand that hitting Iran's going to make us go into a depression and have us $8 a gallon gas, bare minimum, but we've just got to go ahead and hit them because, you know, Israel's under threat with nukes, and we've just got to protect poor little Israel. And I'm like, man, Cal, they got 400 nukes and a high-tech military. And I'm not, quote, against Israel, except that Israel constantly pushes for gun control in my country, open borders. Yes, the Israel lobby pushes for all of this, and then they push for starting wars that are going to destroy my country's currency and our name, and I'm mad about it. I mean, I've been criticized for not attacking Israel and not going after all the things they do. I mean, I actually do cover the things Israel does. I just point out that this is what governments do and that the source of evil on earth is not Israel, but it certainly is one of the sources. I mean, Israel's involved in white slave trafficking like no one else except maybe the Saudis. Israel's involved in massive narcotics trafficking and ecstasy trafficking and everything else in the U.S., money laundering. I mean, it's like the Luxembourg of the world. Luxembourg. I mean, that's where you can run and hide if you're an Israeli, commit any crime you want, don't get in trouble. Israel's clearly infesting the Pentagon and the White House and steering this country towards destruction. And it's illegal to preach the gospel in Israel, but, and I've had Christians defend that and say, well, that's of the Lord. And I'm really tired of all these Christian Zionists saying, kill all Palestinian children and shove hand grenades up their rear ends and kill them. And, you know, that's Pastor Hagee and Michael Reagan and Israelis run over U.S. citizens with armored vehicles and then laugh and then talk show hosts say, good, kill more Americans. You know, we're the bad guys now, the U.S. and Israel, and there's no doubting that. I mean, who could say we aren't? And I think Israel's power mad. I mean, Israel is professional, focused, very wicked, very cunning, and they think they're invincible, just like Hitler thought, just like Napoleon thought, just like so many others thought, and it's over. I mean, it's... They think because they have the nukes and the U.S. has the nukes, they can be the new Hitlers and do whatever they want and get away with it. And I'm telling you, that's not the case. They're taking everybody into destruction, into Armageddon. According to sources, former military officers in Anbar province said IDF jets arrived during the night from Jordanian airspace, enter Iraq's airspace, and land on a runway near the city of Haditha. The sources estimate the jets were preparing for raids on Iran's nuclear sites. Multiple Israeli Defense Agency sources confirm. The sources said the American bases in Iraq may serve as a platform for the IDF from which to attack Iran. If Israeli warplanes will take off from Iraq, they can reach the reactor in 5 minutes, a record time, said sources, which was always in the Pentagon and Israeli plans going back to 1983 and 84 when Saddam was their little boy attacking Iran at the time and killing over 1 million Iranians. The whole time it was to break Iraq up in 3 pieces, deindustrialize them so they couldn't be leaders, so they could be puppets, vassals, and to then use Iraq as a newly captured protectorate to attack Iran, linking up with Afghanistan, then on China's doorstep. This has nothing to do with U.S. interest or for the average interest of an Israeli. This is World War III.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the Info War, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. We are then also live Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. 5 days a week is not enough. We come in on the weekend because so much always happens on Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have him for the next hour and a half, and we're going to open the phones up later in the next hour for Mark Kornke. Mark Kornke, of course, one of the leading figures in the resistance against the New World Order from back in the early 1990s right through to today. Bill Clinton tried to blame him for the Oklahoma City bombing, along with a lot of other people, just totally made up. McVeigh was running around to hundreds of different patriot groups trying to create a ledger or a history. We now have sworn affidavits confirming that, and it's come out that the Southern Poverty Law Center was running him and the Elohim City fake white supremacist compound. And McVeigh ran all over the country to hundreds of groups, Waco, you name it, to then connect those groups later. And in sworn affidavit, that is now what Terry Nichols has said there in his federal prison, that yes, McVeigh said, I'm a U.S. government operative, I'm doing this for patriotism. Of course, we already knew that, had video of him at military bases after he was supposedly out. We had the internal state police reports, but that's all coming up. We'll get Mark to briefly talk about the history so we can understand the future. And then I also want to get his take on what's coming up with Iran. If we go into martial law, how he thinks things will unfold. Mark's got a great, sharp mind. And of course, worked with Army Intelligence as well, and has woken up so many countless people. So we're really happy to have Mark joining us today. Folks, I released Truth Rising on July 4th. I could have waited to the fall to release it, which is always a better time for video sales to release a film. But because it needs to be seen by everyone, I released it literally within just a few weeks of it being done, as we released it the day before the DVDs arrived from being mass-produced. And I'll just be point-blank with the audience. There's a huge buzz on the Internet. It has been ripped all over the web, which we want. It is getting already millions of views on Google and hundreds of thousands on YouTube, and it's all over the file-sharing networks, one of the biggest files being downloaded on the file-sharing networks, and that's great. But we need to get outside the Internet audience. You know, it's amazing that you can have something be seen by more than a million people in a week, but then you can sell a few hundred of them. And the film cost $70,000 to make. I mean, I paid the people, most of them, for the footage we got who were 9/11 truthers. Even though they were offering it for free, I would still pay them. I had to fly to New York twice, go all over the place, pay for the music to be made. 2 years making this, $70,000. And at the rate we are selling these, we will never even pay it off. And so I would ask listeners who've seen it online, even if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member and you've seen it in high quality, to order the DVD at Infowars.com. The DVD needs to be seen, plus it's in super high quality. It's a great encoding. It was shot in high def, but then crunched down to the regular DVD format, so it plays on all the players. But it looks like film, and it is an amazing, you know, the history of the 9/11 truth movement, how the globalists carried out the attacks, the key info, how the police are trying to set up 9/11 truthers, trying to plant bombs on us, how the media is attacking us in a concerted effort. It's important to say who we are, and it grows the movement, and it shows people how to take over media events. Evidenced by 2 days ago, CNN, Fox, ABC, live on C-SPAN, huge news. They brought up We Are Change, 9/11 Truth, brought up questions to McCain. We're going to Mark in a minute, but I've got to get this out and get his take on it. Brought up questions to McCain about, well, you were the guy that founded PNAC, Project for American Century, that called for terror attacks in the U.S. They read quotes from it. And McCain looks down, gets upset, and looks really scared and turns and walks away. The body language is, to anybody who doesn't even have criminology training, to just a layman is, my God, he looks like, you know, you just pulled out the murder weapon in front of him. And then he stumbles through it, and everybody saw this for what it was. I mean, in the film, we went and confronted Gary Hart, and he admits, yes, the U.S. government stages terror attacks. This is the head CFR guy who was clearly involved. Folks, they are cracking up. We have shaken them up. They've got all this arrogance, all this aplomb, all this chutzpah, all this bravado, and it's falling apart now, and major polls show the majority know they did it. But let me tell you something. If we don't fully expend our energy now waking up people that don't know it's an inside job and showing the social proof of how big we've gotten, they're going to be able to carry out more attacks, and then it's going to be a hot war, and it isn't going to be pretty. We can fully discredit them. Folks, I've got stacks of news here, and I want to get into that with Mark later, but I got to get to Mark, where we now have identified who the prime suspects are with the Thermate, who the bombers are, their names, and we've got engineers like Kevin Ryan coming out, physicists like Stephen Jones coming out with their names. We have got, it is exponentially growing. It is, people are paying attention now. We've engineered, reverse engineered back who did it, how they did it, everything. I mean, we're getting close, folks, and that means the enemy is dangerous. Okay? The enemy is dangerous, and attacking Iran is like a bank robber when they're in the corner grabbing a hostage. They need a war to smokescreen it, or staging a nuke attack. They could do anything. And so we need to get Truth Rising out on DVD, also because they can shut the web down, and then you're not going to have a way of really getting these around to people. We need, folks, if you've got an old car, go sell it, get $5,000, go buy a DVD duplicator for $100, buy 5,000 blanks and make copies and have your area knee deep. I mean, you better get aggressive right now. This is the maximum effort right at the end. We are at the very end here, folks, before the next level. And we're going to shape what that next level is. Are we going to let them have the momentum? Are we going to let them be on the offense as we go into a hot war? Or are we going to be on the offensive ourselves and kick their butt? Mark Kornke, what do you say to that analysis?
Well, actually, that's one of the most important things, Alex, right now, is that everybody needs to simply speak their mind. And we watch the response of the characters around you. I do this every day, every place I go. Two things happen. Number one, I've got people walking up to me that have known me for probably pretty much all my life. And some of them were quiet. They didn't want to say anything back when we were trying to explain about things like the MJTF, the dropping of U.S. borders, the attack on our sovereignty. But now they're coming up and going, either they're saying two things. What do I do? That's my favorite. And when do you think it's going to start? Now, these are people who were always staying in the periphery, or I don't think it'll happen in my lifetime. The problem is this. For these people, the most important thing that changed them is that years ago, I didn't hesitate to say, here's what's going to happen, this is what they're up to, this is who they are, this is where it's going. Now, everybody out there listening needs to do the same thing. And one of the things about videos, remember, when you walk away, that video is still there. If a person with a DVD in hand looks at it and gets a little overwhelmed, what they'll do is they can shut it off. They can walk away. I know a lot of people have told me this. You know, I watched what you were saying, and I had to shut it off because I had to sit and think for a while. I had to mull it over. I had to work it because there's just so much information, which is true. However, one of the most important things we need to understand is we are dealing, just as you said, with a criminal set of minds. These criminals are involved in high treason. That is the simplest way to describe it. They are employees that are betraying us, the employers. And they have sold out to the devil in a number of different forms and have now murdered Americans openly. Now, they've done it before. We watched Waco. Everybody saw that on national television. And that was a combination of foreign troops combined with U.S. secret police forces / the alphabet soup agency.
And they later admitted it was a laboratory test, even in Newsweek. And, Mark, think about all the chemical, biological testing, murdering our troops, murdering foster children with radiation, all declassified 30, 40, 50 years ago as they were creating the murder cadres that would even kill their own people.
Exactly. Well, one of the things most important to remember, too, is that if we are seeing, and this is where you got to challenge everybody's mind, Operation Northwood's still the best example, okay? We all have that as public documents that came out. I'd be willing to bet that a percentage already were scrabbled and dragged back in and reclassified by this administration. It wouldn't have made a difference which one was in here. If it was Kerry Ringknocker A or Bushite 2, the adventure continues. Either way, it would have still ended up in the same result that they realized that, well, because the machine is so big, papers were being pushed out. Partially, now I will say this, you got to remember, there's a lot of Americans in the system.
No, we know they're being leaked, yeah.
That's right. People are throwing this stuff out there like, how can we get this to people? Because we had to do this years ago. How can you
well,
get
what
it
did
to
the
people
Navy,
without disclosing
what did the Navy
these?
Say in the Washington Post on September 10th? They said Israel will probably stage a terror attack in the U.S. to go into Iraq. They put that in the Washington Post the day before to warn people.
Well, now let's touch it on, and again, you go to YouTube, and you probably got this already. Remember the supposed Arabs that weren't, they were Israelis that were on the van cheering when the towers were hit? The basic question that has to be asked is this. To anybody with any common sense, and the police already asked this question, how would you know to have the van there? How would you know to be dressed as Arabs when you're Israelis, and how would you know to have the camera set up to take in the right shot? You see the problem just with stuff like that? With all of the actions with regard to the terrorists in general, which are elements of our government, people say, well, wouldn't somebody know? A whole lot of people do know. And the hardest thing when you get into actions that are as intricate as this is you have to get past the one problem, trained professionals. See, Alex, everybody has a skill. Everybody has a trade. We work in production, radio production. We understand how to make radio work. How many people out there have been in the Air Force and know how the Air Force works? How many people know how the Air Force responds to aircraft when they're off course in the U.S.? Now, how many people understand how the FAA works and flight air traffic control? You have to get past the FAA people, and you have to get past the Air Force, and make people believe that four aircraft were flying around the U.S. Uncensored.
For and hours.
And in the middle of the highest air traffic control district and the holy of holies for air defense, Washington, D.C. Now, if you believe that, then like I said, you're stone cold stupid, and, you know, the rest is history. The bottom line is you got to get past the FAA and you got to get past the Air Force. And that ain't going to happen. So if it did, you got to ask who got in the way of it.
And then, how do you have drills on 9/11 of the exact same targets being hit at the exact same time with the Pentagon and NORAD superimposing over the FAA and everybody else's screens fake blips? And you hear them on the tape saying, I've never seen so much real world during an exercise, and get these blips off my screen. I mean, all of this is going on. But going back to the info war, I know it's shaking the enemy up, Mark, that so many people now know it's an inside job, that the term inside job, self-inflicted wound, false flag is now common knowledge, that polls show the majority know it's an inside job. I know the globalists weren't counting on us aggressively exposing their operation.
Well, that's the other key thing here. One thing we will remind everybody, we are in what are the most dangerous times because, as you said, when a criminal gets caught, and that's what's happened here, these criminals have been caught literally with their hand in the cookie jar all the way up to their armpit. It's kind of like they snuck in the kitchen, they're up on the high chair, they've got their arm in the cookie jar, and you walk in and hit the light switch from the ceiling. You've got this, who, me, expression, of course, like an owl caught in the headlights. And these characters realize that there's no place to turn. Now, here's the problem. Oklahoma, the reason Oklahoma took place is because the ring knockers, the spit swappers, all were in trouble. And it was a reaction. It was not a response. Even 9/11
yes.
was desperation. It was a reaction, not a response. It was fabricated, and it was hoping to get certain things moving. But because of its intricacies, in and of itself, that created the problem for them. If they try another foolishness like this, in other words, nuking a city or doing whatever, too many people are up to speed. You're not working in a vacuum anymore. And
we're all watching right now, and we,
yes,
in the last 7 years, have gotten very advanced as an organic, truly grassroots intelligence network, and our people are now everywhere. Police departments, high command in the military, state governments, our people are everywhere. And we're not trying to sound big here, folks. I don't even want to even say how many people I know we've got. It is incredible. Mark, I mean, they are a paper tiger, but if they can bark and try to intimidate us, they're going to win. If we can just realize that we're going to win and that the idea is bulletproof, they can kill a Mark Korn here and Alex Jones. They cannot win if we just keep on coming.
Well, again, the important thing is everybody out there listening needs to do their part. And again, you need to speak up now. If you, as it is, my problem is this. I argue that the other side is going to do something stupid one way or another. They're going to get desperate because we don't like the technology. Here's the thing, people. We're not into the police state. However, just because we don't like the technology doesn't mean that we don't know how to use it. See, that's what everybody, that's the other side where they really glitched out here, because we are from the techno world. All the guys that I went to school with went to Silicon Valley. The people I went personally to school with, I went into aerospace engineering. And that got me into the intel field, and there's a whole long story on that. But the point is, all of us, many of us, are all still interconnected. We've known each other for 40 years, 35 years, 25 years. And these people all have the same interests that our listeners have right now. They all have applied their technologies to monitor and to more closely observe the enemy, and they're under the microscope. Here's the thing. Think about this, all the listeners right now that are on this radio, this program right now, how many of them have cell phone cameras? How many of them have throwaway cameras? How many of them virtually can give you on-time delivery of an event as it's taking place without them destroying
it in one
form or another?
And you all need to think of yourselves as what you are, the last-ditch defense of the republic and free humanity on a planetary scale. You literally are the solution. You are the info warriors, and unfortunately, may have to be the physical fighters if this continues, and it is going to continue. It's it. You're it, folks. You are in a combat zone with an occupied country, with a brainwashed population, and it's your job to go in behind enemy lines and unlock their minds.
Exactly. And one of the interesting things, too, is we have to be both in the balanced with the ethereal world of the mind and the physical world, being prepared to actually defend ourselves and wage effective war. We must support the militia. You must be part of the militia, even if it is as just as an individual for the moment. You must be part of the information base. In fact, the basic rule is this. Heinlein said it best. Human beings are able to do virtually anything. Every human being listening has the ability to have many different skills ingrained upon their mind so that they are generalists rather than just specialists. And that's what we need, people. We need a million generalists out there that can do anything necessary so that we can replace one another as need be.
And by the way, absolutely, if the globalists take over, folks, we could take the country back with butter knives. Mark will explain that when we get back.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Penso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
Mark's going to be on with us till the end of the next hour. The next Friday, he's agreed to come on for 2 hours. With everything that's happening in the world right now, I think we need to hear his voice now more than ever. His website's pbn.4mg.com, pbn.4mg.com, patriotbroadcastingnetwork.4mg.com. And again, I'm going to put the call out, Get Truth Rising. You, I'm talking to you out there, get one high-quality DVD from me and go buy a DVD duplicator side by side. They're like $100 at Fry's or Best Buy. Buy a bunch of DVD fives. They're not very expensive, like 50 cents a piece, and make a bunch of copies. I mean, folks, I'm working all the time, and I'm giving people copies of videos. Go to Infowars.com, get Truth Rising, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can burn them to disk there. It's not in the quality of a DVD, but it's close. It is so important. This just out, Bush, McCain, and Obama to visit Bohemian Grove from Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. Going back to Mark Kornke, Mark, there's a bunch of stuff I want to pick your brain about and get your take on. But getting into the Butter Knife Brigade, if things go hot in this country, I want you to spend some time on different scenarios, how you see this taking place, how they'll probably hit us to get the cops to rally behind the feds. I've had state police that used to laugh at us calling in and writing me saying, yeah, they're telling us get ready for martial law now. I mean, how do you see this unfolding if they decide to go with it?
Well, here's an example. How many people remember when we came out with American Peril, 1993? It was while Waco was taking place. I specifically explained the process of MJTF forces, multi-jurisdictional task force. MJTF elements are being expanded upon and now publicly talked about in the most liberal of cities. Let me give you an example. Right here in Washtenaw County in Ann Arbor, Michigan, you know, California on the Huron, as we call it, we have now another force you need to watch for, mobile field forces. Does that sound like a combat operation? Doesn't it sound like a military formation, mobile field forces?
SWAT teams now put the number of people they've killed on the side of their some of their tanks.
MFF, mobile field force, 102 officers from around the county, not the only part of the element, 11 different police agencies cooperating to create an MFF, mobile field force. They just operated and practiced at Ann Arbor High School here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So for all those people who go, not near the U of M, right, kitty corner, Pioneer High School is kitty corner, Alex, to the U of M
Mark,
football
I got to stop
stadium.
You again. Associated Press, Michigan, Texas, everywhere, they bring the elementary students out, throw fake blood on them, scream at them, have men come and say they're going to kill them. Don't tell the kids it's fake. They literally crap themselves. This is in the Associated Press. And then say, we're homeschoolers here to kill you. That is hardcore Soviet-style mind control torture to where the children hate gun groups and homeschoolers and are ready to go on FEMA buses. Go ahead.
Yep, exactly. No, that's right in line with it. We've got video footage of the training that was done on the west side of the state. Where they actually brought the troops in without telling any of the parents, had them in there handcuffing the kids, rousting them up, moving them around. So, yes, this is exactly in line with what we've warned people about for a long time.
This is drilling everyone to go to the FEMA camps, drilling all over the country.
Yep.
They load the kids up, practice taking them to the FEMA camp.
You know, a tie into this, what happened to this little movie about, remember the one with the explosion that was supposed to be in downtown L.A., and the wife goes downtown, and the husband goes to try and find her, and the cops already have gas masks on? Do you remember that? What happened to that program? What happened to that series/movie?
Oh, you're talking about Jericho.
No, there was another one. It got a whole bunch of little blurb ads and disappeared. That's my whole point. It's fascinating, these things they came out with. They don't want people to realize this is what they were, you know, prepping everything
well,
for.
Well, in Jericho, the government nukes itself for martial law, Mark.
Exactly.
Oh, letting us know. Stay there. Back in 1 minute. Go through how this will break down, how it'll happen. Folks, they're not playing games.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The scientific dictatorship and control of our country for more than 80 years has done tens of thousands of declassified chemical, biological, radiological tests on every major city. They have killed tens of thousands we know of, including police and military. Police, military, you've been slowly brainwashed and compartmentalized. You have now been federalized. You know you've been doing drills of rounding up the children. We told you about this years before it became mainstream news. Now they've trained 26,000 preachers to give sermons saying, hand your guns in, take forced inoculations. Now under federal grants, they're taking blood without warrants in many areas, in other areas with kangaroo rubber stamp warrants. They are gearing up for total federalization. It's now all in the PDD 51 and John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Mark Cornegy, fighting the New World Order for decades, is our guest. Mark, continue with how you see them moving against us with the federalized forces, how you would see this unfolding.
Well, an escalation, first of all, for it to take place, it has to have a pimple event. In other words, as we've talked about, either a nuclear strike against a metropolitan area done by covert elements. It won't be a foreign power. In fact, let's put it this way. The Chinese were given control over Costco radiological monitoring sites in the Caribbean, remember, years ago now. They bring stuff in constantly where we don't even get a chance to scan it. So even if we had honorable Americans running the equipment, well, they aren't. The Chinese are. Foreign powers are. Rockefeller said the Chinese system, the communists, are the epitome of what he would like to see in America.
That's
really?
It.
Now, if that's the case, then we can see the writing on the wall. So what's going to happen here is they'll probably try to sacrifice at least one site, one area. However, they always have duality and purpose, just as you see with 9/11. If they do this, they always, in order to get more criminals involved in the criminal action, it has to be profitable for them. One of the sites I would keep an eye out for is Jacksonville, Florida. It sounds weird, but one of the reasons Jacksonville is that, remember, we're getting rid of the last of, and they might even sacrifice it, which may be why they left it floating. We only have one diesel-powered aircraft carrier left in service. It's being held over for the moment, which used to didn't have all our eggs in one basket. We had diesel and nuclear just in case something went wrong. Well, that site is a POL site. Jacksonville, like a couple of other facilities, are big EPA cleanup problems, just like the World Trade Center, on top of everything else, was a big asbestos issue. There's a lot of people who have private-funded facilities that are tied in with the aircraft carrier support groups. If they had to fix it, it would cost a lot.
Attack wherever they have a large intelligence nest, because then they can have their people already in place and already trusted to help carry it out. Same model with the spook compound and the Emergency Management Center and the CIA based in the nest at Building 7.
An interesting thing about that is I don't believe they were supposed to survive, Alex. You know, if you think about it, we count the planes and count the targets. The last plane or whatever it was that scuttered into Pennsylvania, well, four targets, four buildings go down, only three of them get hit by planes. Now, if you think about it, one of the things to remember is there's a lot of people who didn't know what was going on. But what I would say openly on the air to everybody listening right now, especially to the people on the other side, how many men were sitting in that building in Building 7 that were sitting there when somebody else said, I got to go for a cup of coffee? You know what I mean? In other words, what group or clique may have left the building?
Well, we know who they were. We know who they were.
Yeah,
and that's the new
everybody
article.
Else was, but everybody else was left there holding the monitor, so to speak. If everything had gone the way it was supposed to, all of the other multi-agency witnesses who were not in the circle would have been sacrificed, too, to eliminate the history that you people have now put together.
And for those that don't know, it is confirmed that there was some unknown agency on the emergency loudspeaker system in Tower 1 and 2 telling everyone when they could have gotten out for 30 minutes, this is an order, stay at your desk. Help is on the way. Do not leave the building, because they needed to have some people die. The word was out, so the buildings were more than half empty that day from what they normally were. And there's an incredible article that Paul Watson did right now on PrisonPlanet.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, we are behind enemy lines. We are in the occupied United States, now under globalist control, being used as an engine of worldwide tyranny. Our treasure, our name, our currency, our young men and women are used to build the global empire, while the globalist media internationally blames the United States, liberty and freedom and capitalism for all of the evil, then making the EU the new power in the world along with communist China. We are now to be imploded into a third world nation and be left holding the financial bag for the devalued currency. Mark Gregory Kornke is our guest, and his website is pbn.4mg.com. My websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And whenever I have Mark on, that's what we got him for 2 hours next week. It brings up so many points, so many facets, because he's so on target. And I just want to back up everything he's saying, but I've got to control myself to let him go with the info. But remember, the head of FEMA for New York, Kennedy, went on the night of 9/11 and said, well, we were there the night before 9/11, for an anti-terror drill. See, showing he wasn't involved. Most of these people are compartmentalized and aren't. And then Peter Jennings is like, excuse me? And he goes, yeah, we arrived, we're on scene the night before. We shut up down on the pier. You see, the agencies, the CIA, the FBI, they were all asking questions. They all were told to pull out. They were all down the pier in mobile command centers. And then the Secret Service and others weren't told to pull out, but they did pull out. One guy thought something was suspicious. He got killed and thrown in the building along with John O'Neill. So they were killing some FBI and some Secret Service. Others with the city emergency management showed up and then got phone calls and said, get out of there. This is before Tower 1 and 2 even fell, and others got warnings before that even happened. Then FEMA said, no, we weren't there the day before. Then the documents came out in the 9/11 Whitewash Commission. It was admitted they were there. Giuliani testified they were told to get out on, again with Peter Jennings on ABC, but also before the commission. Then he lied and said he'd never said it. That is all in Truth Rising. And so it's not just they did all this suspicious stuff. They then lie about it. And, folks, I've got to say it. Now I want to be clear on this. Israel and the United States are wedded to the hip, just like the British. So when I say the British, the Israelis, the U.S., it isn't singling out the British or the Americans or the Israelis. It isn't the people of those nations. It's those governments. And this Anglo-American slash Zionist monster, I've really been analyzing it. The problem is there's so many disinfo people about Israel, and so many of them are hateful and liars about me and other things, that it almost made me shy away from it for a long time. But I've actually been doing an in-depth, deep analysis of this, and it is true that you had known admitted Mossad agents, people whose mothers and fathers founded Israel, known dual citizens, all working. And there's an article today, WTC7 emergency head was building collapse specialist. He was running things, and then he comes out and puts out the official story of fire, of the collapse. They had other weird guys on the streets all reading the same script within minutes. This is red-handed, folks. So definitely major Mossad element. And I know people pointed that out before, and I said certainly they were involved somehow, but more and more, folks, I'm a big fish. I'm on the front lines of this. This is very dangerous for me to come right out with this, but I am, because the truth is the truth. Mark Kornke, this is getting dangerous.
Well, one of the things to remember is even within the intelligence circles and in the military, we had a lot of people who immediately could see what was wrong. One of the things real quick to consider, the response to whatever happened in Pennsylvania, and again, let's just leave that up in the air. We don't know what was shot down. We know something was knocked down, okay? It wasn't taken down by a takeover from within. It was eliminated by somebody in the military command structure who finally said, throw something out there. Now, one of the rules here with regard to aircraft, I want everybody to understand, when I say holy of holies, remember, Washington, D.C. is the core of everything with regard to national defense, short of our nuclear arsenal, okay? So for anybody to believe that Washington, D.C. did not have air defense capabilities, both for lift launch of, say, fighter aircraft or missile defense commands of one form or another, again, pull your head out of your hind end and think for a minute. 30 days before, or actually a little longer than that, remember, we had a kid try to land a single-engine aircraft on the White House lawn. Do you remember that, Alex?
Yes.
And they announced automatically that they had restructured the air defense command mechanism and had put it on a heightened state of alert. Then you're supposed to believe that a large jet aircraft floats around Washington, D.C., doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and nobody responds to it.
Well, let me stop you. You have, for at least 38 minutes, the aide coming in and saying it's 100 miles, it's 50 miles, it's 30 miles. Does the order still stand? Dick Cheney says, of course it still stands. With the Secretary of Transportation, Norman Mineta, as the eyewitness and others. So we know there's missile batteries all over D.C., on top of the Pentagon, on top of the White House, and they just let it come right on in.
And the thing about this, guys, is for all of our people listening, remember, there were good men and women in uniform trying to stop this, or that superseded orders that were given to them. Now, one of the
aircraft admittedly had that day super secret National Security Council code. It was broadcasting the stand down code.
Yes. Now, tie in with this, another thing. Remember, there was an aircraft that was seen above Washington that everybody's seen the video of now, right?
They admit that's the Doomsday aircraft.
No. Here's the problem with that. I want to rub this in. Guys, that plane does not go anywhere without fighter escort combat loaded. Think about that. Now, Alex, this is another example. This is the smoking gun from another perspective. Guys, men, women who have been in the Air Force, how many times have you watched that aircraft land and take off? There are always aircraft in front of and aircraft behind it. And there is also a tactical top cover made up of combat operational aircraft. If that plane was flying over Washington, D.C., There were combat attack aircraft around it constantly, and yet none of them responded to what happened to the Pentagon. How is that possible?
Well,
there's only one way. It's called treason.
For 40 years, the Pentagon's been ringed by all sorts of anti-aircraft missiles.
That's right. In fact, look at I'm just saying, even if somebody said, well, there's no such thing, everybody who's ever, this is why I said trained professionals are the keys to this. Everybody knows they're part of the job. Some people fill the fuel tanks on the aircraft that support that plane. Some people fix the aircraft that support that plane. Some of them fix that aircraft. Others were involved at one point or another and have been in an air base and watched how it operates. All of a sudden, we have to believe that the whole system went into catatonic brain fart and didn't know how to do its job, and that's impossible.
Well, we know that a month and a half before, and it's in two of my films, it's in Martial Law, we know that Dick Cheney took control for the first time since NORAD was set up in the 50s to his personal control, so no general or admiral or their designate could order a shoot down. He took the default setting off, and then they approached him, and he said, no, stand down. And so, I mean, we have them. Mark, why do you think they thought we were so dumb? I guess they were playing in a 1960s era when they controlled the major newspapers and the TV. And
that's part of it right there. Actually, what you got to remember are two things. Number one, once you get criminals into a position of command and control, they have to hire other criminals that are dumber than they are, or they choose. Now, I'm not saying the whole group. I'm talking about command and control, because you got to remember, CNC personnel are a narrow bottleneck. And what they do is they have to pick other yes men who are not as bright as they are, so that in the middle of the night they don't feel that sharp executive letter opener between their shoulder blades. Okay? With this being the case, what's happened is they have isolated themselves. The CNC personnel perceive one thing because it's the picture that's been painted for them, because the yes men will look to see what the response was as they were feeding information to command operations. Now, the problem is what they've been feeding them with ignorance is not the perspective of what's been happening across the nation with regard to the intelligence process built up by the Patriot movement, the militia effort in general, and Americans as a whole. The Washington, D.C. has truly become Barad-dûr within Mordor. You know, the square, is now Mordor. And in the middle, Barad-dûr has isolated itself to the point where, even though it has the roving, all-seeing eye, it can't grasp the tactical. It doesn't understand anymore just exactly how far in advance and how integrated our intelligence processes are, because Americans are speaking to and handing information off to Americans on a level that it's just inconceivable.
There's an exponential growth curve of knowledge, and the enemy knows that. I mean, look, always they could fool us with the left-right paradigm. The left would be in and the right would be in, and one party would have a high approval rating, the other a low approval rating. Now Congress has a 9% in scientific polls. The president has below a 20. Dick Cheney has below a 10. Both parties are hated. You've got a few million idiots that still support each party. I mean, they've really blown it, Mark. I mean, the people now know they're the enemy. They don't know the full scale of the horror, but that is certainly a great victory for us.
Well, to win, and this is most important, is people cannot expect a silver bullet from above. Instead, what's going to have to happen is we are going to win tactically on a massive scale. Everybody listening has to have food reserves in place. Everybody listening, here's one of the things. They're talking. Think about this, people. They're talking about food rationing and riots in the springtime of America. We have a whole planting season ahead of us, and you have not heard once the Department of Agriculture come forward and say, we perceive a national emergency
in
the fall.
We need you to grow extra plants. We need everybody to put in gardens.
You don't hear a single government. In fact, if it was a serious, and it is serious, but they're going to make it a situation. They're conditioning everybody. They're prepping it as if, you know, this is the best they can do.
Just like New Orleans, where they order a stand down, then people starve and die, and they say, oh, we need more power.
Instead, we need to be doing what they're not. Everybody listening out there, if you want to change the battlefield, change your backyard. Bill, put a garden in now. America needs to grow food, and we need to do it in every way that we can. That's one of the many ways, and it's nonviolent, it's defensive, it's positive, and everybody will gain from it.
And folks, if we go into a depression, You're going to need that food. We'll be right back with Mark Cornick. You stay with us.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Well, coming up in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. Mark, you're bringing up so many great areas here, but I want to get your response, your analysis to this. Everything we talked about is now not just secret documents or witnesses or movements we witnessed. It's now in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. It's now in PDD 51. It says the governors, the local police are all federalized. The president is king. He's over Congress. Congress can't see the full PDD 51. But the cover sheet says he's dictator, and that means Barack Obama or whoever comes after him. Of course, they're just puppets. So the main military training with the Marines and the Army is to take on local police and take over city halls, and the poor cops always take part in their own destruction. We know most police will stand down and follow orders and do whatever they're told, but I do see the enemy preparing as if they're going to have governors and others resisting them. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think number one, most important, is there are we hold the majority in many of the departments, even the larger ones, and this is something that they do realize. They've acknowledged privately. The state forces, although there are a few state police like the Illinois Highway Patrol, in and of itself is actually a UN asset. It's listed with the UN, by the way. Check that out. Michigan State Police are in the same boat. They were indoctrinated heavily in the 90s as a UN asset, but not all of them were cooperating, something we couldn't talk about at the time, and it is still true today. We have people that are in management positions throughout most of these departments that are in place to resist what's going on. The other side realizes this. The other problem they've got, though, is fewer and fewer regular Americans are actually going into the uniformed services.
That's why they're using the MERC teams.
Right. Now you're seeing the mercenary forces, but remember, those mercenary forces are, to a degree, made up of foreign assets again.
So now they're using felony illegal aliens. Now, we knew this 10 years ago. Now it's mainstream news.
Yep. And again, tying that in with what we're looking at, there are two scenarios. Actually, there's a sliding scale scenario here. Does the emperor, Huerge Bush II, the best president Mexico has ever had, want to continue to be emperor? Okay, now if he does, then we know that they can plug in a scenario very quickly with an overseas action, first combined with a supposed attack here, or sacrificing a capital ship in the Persian Gulf. Now, they've pulled him out of the Persian Gulf, supposedly, but the basic old rule was never put a capital ship in the Persian Gulf because it will be sunk. If a capital ship, such as an aircraft carrier, is operational in the Persian Gulf, it's superfluous, it's unnecessary. We have sufficient assets, and the aircraft have sufficient resource and distance that there's no reason to put a ship like that in harm's way unless you're planning on sacrificing the crew. Remember the Maine, that kind of thing. Anyway, that option is in place. However, the more likely wicked response is something we've been warning people about for some time. Second step, Huerge Bush, best president Mexico ever had, and soon to be president of Texalan, you know, a subsidiary of Aztlan. What happens is he goes back, becomes the little emperor and his little duchy once they divide the country up. But in the meantime, Osama Bama Ding Dong and the Chipmunks, slash Hillary the Hutt combined with, decide to come in and everybody goes, oh, change, small change, change your underwear, change your pants. Well,
and then the terrorists hit us and we learned to love Barack. He got tough and we got to have a draft because Al-Qaeda nuked Chicago.
Exactly. What happens is they plug in a scenario. Here's the thing. Even if they don't have the crisis, I will remind everybody, there was no crisis in 1993 when Bush and Clinton both executed Waco and before that Ruby Ridge. And what will happen again is everybody's going to think, oh, look, peace, love, dope, the liberals are in. No, the vampires are in, sir, and they're all the same bunch of vampires. And so what will happen is while everybody is thinking, well, it's going to take time for them to settle in, all of the machinery is in place for a quick series of actions between February and April of the year 2009.
And now, by the way, that's been evidence. Hillary and Barack are all voting for no Fourth Amendment. They're all voting to go into Iran. It's just absolutely the same bunch. Zero difference.
Council on Foreign Relations, they're all members. Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg, they're all visiting, aren't they? You just mentioned, where's Osama Bama Ding Dong going to be here very shortly? He's going to be visiting Bohemian Grove.
For the male orgy, yes.
There we go. So that should tell you something right there, kids. Wait a minute. That's where Huerge Bush was. Remember when you were there before? Who was there? Why, George was there. Now, wait a minute. George is on the supposed other side of the spectrum.
And they announced on CNN in 2000, I'd just gotten back from the Grove and infiltrating, and then announced that George Bush Sr. and Jr. were there, and that they had picked Dick Cheney as his running mate, and that he would be president. And they just announced it on CNN, like, letting you know.
So if that's the case, then wait a minute, guys. Why would supposed Osama is totally different? Why would he be going to the same place that George Bush Jr. and Senior swap spit at? That would show that they're all the same ilk, doesn't it? I'd say that pretty well puts the writing on the wall.
Mark, we're going to come back and talk about whatever you think's most important right now, and I want to hear you tell that story about the founding of this country, what happened at Concord. We'll be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Do not take the internet for granted. It is the greatest tool we've ever had to spread information virally. We have hurt the globalists mightily. Their newspapers are down by close to 70%. Their TV and cable ratings are imploding. The mainstream media's credibility is as low as the Congress. The criminals are openly calling for shutting down the free web. You better use it while it's there. Better tell your email list about my radio show, about Mark's radio show. You better tell them about the websites. We are not fighting. We are not risking our lives. We are not doing all of this for nothing. We know we can win. And I've seen this movement go from where 90% of people didn't have any confidence to where more than half of you I talk to know we can win. We need to move that number to 90% of us knowing we can win. We can win if we just stand up and fight. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I remember growing up, and I'm not a tough guy. I'm not saying I am, but Dallas was pretty rough, and I remember, you know, being 14 years old when some 18-year-old guy weighed 250 pounds cornered me, and I didn't have a choice. And you know what? That son of a bitch was going to the hospital 5 minutes later. You know, we don't have a choice. We are going to have to fight 110%. And, folks, you're going to realize that sooner rather than later, some of you that are on the fence. Most of you know the cost, and I mean commit. Don't go to the movies this weekend. Go out and hand out copies of Endgame or Terror Storm. Or my new film, Truth Rising. Print off documents. Give people information. Email your friends. Call into talk radio shows on the enemy side. and plug websites and get info out. And understand that many hands make light work, as Mark loves to say. We are having a great harvest right now. Everything we said is happening. That's our great power. That everything we talked about, the old timers talked about 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, Mark 18 years ago, myself 13 years ago, it's all now happened. And we're telling you what the next step is because we read what Carol Quigley and the globalists and the RAND Corporation and the Pentagon say. And we have the sources and we have the moles to the point of we could tell you right before 9/11 happened. I was on air saying, look out, something big's about to happen. They'll probably hit the World Trade Center. Mark was on the air saying that. William Cooper was on the air saying that. We understand the enemy's operations. We've watched them long enough. And I'm telling you, they're the most dangerous they've ever been because people say, well, what's going to happen now? And I can say, I don't know, because they got four or five plans going at once. They don't know what they're going to do. There's internal splits inside the globalists from moles we have inside Bilderberg that have been proven 100% accurate. And so it means we're in more danger, but it means when they move, it's going to be that much more sloppy and ham-fisted, folks. And remember, you thought you could serve the system and be okay. You thought you could sit out. They're going to destroy your currency. They're going to set up a greater police state. They're going to feed on you. Going along with this is what will lead to your destruction. Fighting it is the only hope you have. You don't have a choice. Mark Quarantine, your take on that.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, real quick, poor old Carol Quigley. Do you remember when he was on CNN and they were asking him, "Whoa, you wrote this book," and he blurted out, "Well, they told me to." And the point, the poor guy was a CFR, you know, he was a ring knocker, CFR, you know, author. His job was to write tragedy and hope for the other side. They never expected us, I guess, to read books. And I have a copy, I have an original copy of Tragedy and Hope with the dust jacket intact, and it's one of many books that, yes, we've read, and the other side...
And by the way, he was contracted to write that as their official historian for the British Roundtable Group, the international, real head of this thing, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, via CFR, and, I mean, he said, look, I was contracted to write this. Go ahead, Mark.
Right. He said, don't blame me. But of course, they were pointing at him and they were trying to attack their own. And this is one of the things to remember. You're dealing with a bunch of hacks who constantly are betraying each other. That is why, again, what I said from the beginning here, like earlier on, Building 7 was supposed to die with the people in it, not fall down hours later. If it had, a lot of people who are now breathing at this moment, who can now think about what's going on, are brought more into our camp because they realize they were supposed to be stunt dummies. They were supposed to be meat puppets and victims, and they weren't. And the more people that happens to, the more realize that none of these characters can be trusted. They are based upon deception. That's the key to understanding the difference between working in the light and working in the shadow and darkness. And we work in the light. In fact, remember, we have given out the information, the resources, the data. More and more people are plugging in. But right now, everybody listening, you want to have some fun today. You want to have some fun this weekend. Vote with your wallet in another little way. Reach into your pocket and see if you got a handful of change there. If you get $1.27 or $1.50, vote with your wallet today. Go to the Wally World, go to your hardware, go to your gun shop and buy one 50-round box of .22 ammunition. You know the other side's watching. They are. They're watching numbers. They may not see you buy it, but they see the numbers of what's moving.
The algorithm.
Every round that we buy is another round that gets me an AK-74, an M4 carbine, or something else that the bad guys are carrying because I'm going to make every round count.
Explain what a machete can do.
That's right. Mr. Machete, well, actually, my favorite, a friend of mine who was in World War II used to use a one-pound ball-peen hammer on German sentries. And he said, Mark, it was probably the best tool I carried during the war when I had to silence people and I was trying to infiltrate. Well, a machete works just as well and will cleave somebody quite nicely so that you get whatever they're carrying. Now, we hope you'll go farther than that because...
No, you're right, but
thing.
A ball peen with one hit will knock them out and 80% of the time kill them with a full blow on the head. It'll knock
an
elephant out, and that's right, a machete will only cut into the brain. I agree, that's better, ball peen hammer.
Now, here's the thing. We're not at the point where we have to use hand tools, but we're going to use hand tools. However, We have to understand that we're one of the best armed populations on the planet. Now,
we may be fat and decadent, but we're made of the right stuff. Our ancestors were the best.
That's right. In fact, what happened is that at both Lexington and Concord years ago, everybody should remember, the bad guys marched in. Remember, they came in without fife and drum because they wanted to surprise the locals. That was the whole reason that Paul Revere made his ride. The British, over and over again, have been thwarted and had to try and leave covertly from Boston. Well, they did get to Lexington, but not before Paul's boys had already ridden through and told them that the regulars were coming, and they were going to stand their ground. They were going to it was a show of force, and they were going to step aside. Well, we know at some point somebody said, you know what, I've done this seven times. Because Paul Revere's ride was not once. People forget this, and intentionally the other side's dumbed everybody down, and it's not their fault. It's because they've burned the books. Well, seven times they went out and more and said, the regulars are coming. Everybody mobilized, everybody got up, and then the British had to turn around and go back to Boston. This time around, they didn't turn around on April 18th to April 19th. They kept going. And at Lexington, one guy probably who was a French and Indian War veteran said, you know what, I'm really tired of this. And he cast his ballot with a one-ounce ball, piece of lead, that smacked a British soldier probably somewhere or maybe cracked over their head. And then everybody cast a whole bunch of ballots back and forth in lead for a few minutes. And eventually the Lexington militia obviously retired from the field, ran, because obviously they were outnumbered. They went to Concord, and Concord, the British were so arrogant, they kept track of what they were stealing from people's homes. Whenever I bring this up, always remember, the British are anal retentive control freaks when it comes to records. Their quartermaster recorded the candlesticks they were stealing, the trunks of baggage they were going to carry away, the whole nine yards. And what happened is, the Concord militia stood outside of town and waited. Actually, they didn't know what to do. They weren't sure, well, should we start this war? We heard that Lexington fought, but we don't know how bad it was. Well, then the Acton militia showed up from another part, another county, walked all morning and got to Concord. The Concord militia and the Acton militia are standing there and said, what do we do? Oh, I know what to do, said the Acton commander. He stepped up onto the road, formed his troops up, called the fife and drum forward. The volleys of the British soldiers' guns were heard, and he dropped dead, but he started the war. He changed the whole dynamics by saying, move forward. Now, from that point forward, the British never took another step in advance. They retreated all the way to Boston. During the Boston siege, we then have what everybody calls Lexington. We call it Bunker Hill, but it was Breed's Hill. Dr. Warren, a man who you don't find any of his writings, and this shame on America because we let the ring knockers do this. Dr. Warren was a man who was a dynamo before the Revolution. He is a person who put his money where his mouth is. When the time came, he picked up a musket and he went to Breed's Hill. Many of the people there said, you got to leave. We can't afford to lose you. He said, no, I can't leave because I've said what I've said and I've got to do what I've got to do. He was killed in the action. And the British commander, one of the British commanders said after the action, because the British took horrible casualties, the one commander said, even for the cost of all the men that we have lost, it was worth it to know that Warren died in this action. That's how important the voice of people speaking was considered and still is today. However, we must be balanced. We must be in both worlds. We have to be in the ethereal world of the mind. I've said this before, and it's so critical. We must be balanced and understand that it's not a silver bullet, but rather a series of actions that are going to win this campaign, win this war, and it's going to be a long one, kids. Because the real thing here, Alex, the whole core of this is they want to steal our liberty. For all the rest of what they've said, to steal our liberty, yours, mine, your children's.
And they love talking to us like we're dumb animals, saying the terrorist attacks you because they want your liberty, and then they tell you who the terrorists are as they move heaven and earth to get the liberties. And Bush said, I relish erasing the Fourth Amendment yesterday. He said, I relish signing this, and he signed it and made an evil grin.
Yep. And again, what we have to understand, the people that we're facing are using the Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights as the checklist of destruction, because what this is a vendetta. These are ring-knocking, spit-swapping swine that we fought 230 years ago. Think about it. The men who read down the Declaration of Independence and look at what we are seeing right now and tell me that that's not. In fact, take a yellow marker with your pocket constitution and go right through each step. It's a checklist. Go through the Bill of Rights. The original 10 articles, they did not.
And it's
want.
Also, it's you're right, it's also a war against the Magna Carta. Remember that when Tony Blair got elected in 96, he said, my first mission, this BBC headline, is to abolish the Magna Carta, which is the basis of our law. So it's it again, it's always that war against that Anglo-Saxon common law.
Exactly. The liberty of our people is really what this is about. Liberty is a gift from God. If we understand that, we're doing fine.
And it's the engine of wealth, and the elite knows that.
Yes, and all of you out there listening, every person, every man, woman, and child that right now is listening, and those even who aren't, it is the true nature of power is to covet another man's time and to take it. Liberty explains, in fact, basically, it's a gift from God. Liberty is your time as your property and possession. Nobody can give you more time. And so with these evil, wicked, pot-licking bottom feeders, their idea is that by stealing your time, they've gained power. But here's the thing. God gives only so much time to every person on this planet, and they're dying of old age, contrary to what they were told, and they're dying as scabious, clawing parasites. That's what they're terrified of. Look at them. Take a look at the whole group. Look at their eyes.
Scrofulous-covered wraiths.
Yes, these characters are a sad, pitiful group, and they are going to go into the dustbin of history, but scrabbling and reaching and wrenching the way they are, their logic is if they can't have it, they're going to kill it.
Well, take Rockefeller, 94 years old and still energized with wicked energy.
Oh, yeah, but again, not that he'll live forever. I mean, that's the one thing. How many Rockefellers have we outlived, guys? Think about it. How many of his siblings are now gone, or at least cousins?
All his siblings are dead.
Yeah, so here we have him, and then the only one that nobody talks about is Jay Rockefeller. And don't forget him, because Jay Rockefeller is in the wings. And that's the next one coming up, and he actually has been sitting in the shadows wanting to be a chief spider and would prefer that we not think about him. But he is in the inventory. There's another magazine ready to be cock-locked and, you know, used in the rock and roll game here, and that's what we've got to be prepared for, is to identify the spiders in the wings. Yeah, they use the executive letter opener, too, and they're to a degree, they're getting tired of waiting for these others to die off, and that's another element of what's creating confusion in the enemy's ranks, because if they don't want to release power, it is actually what has hurt them and given us the ability to move to actually open the curtain. Remember what Toto did? Toto wasn't very big, but what did Toto do? Toto grabbed that curtain, dragged it off to the side, and the great and powerful... Uh-oh, hey, Doc, let go of the curtain. Oh, my goodness. Ignore the man behind the curtain. Too late.
Well, Mark, I think one of the biggest chinks in their armor, and we're going to go to calls, is that any police officer listening can Google or search government radiation testing on children, and you'll find thousands and thousands murdered, or government nerve gas U.S. troops and killed them. They can pull that up knowingly, murdered them. And then ask yourselves, okay, they wouldn't carry out 9/11. Oh, that's too horrible. But they nerve gassed their troops. I mean, you need to understand the mindset of the globalists. They relish, they revel in killing people, in the exercise of power. And they did all those tests to create groups of people that would follow those orders. And I'm going to tell you again, you know in your gut you're part of an evil system. And you know it's all coming to a head, and you know everything we've told you is now happening. And so you better choose sides. You know, Bush said, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. You know, choose sides. Well, they are the terrorists. Are you with the people? Or are you with those that, like ravenous wolves, come for our liberty? Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Uh-oh, we know Scott's there somewhere.
Yeah, Scott, are you going to talk or not? Okay, let's move on. Who's next there? Josh in California, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for this newscast. It's been wonderful. I just had a couple of things that I'd like to offer and then get your reaction to them, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. One thing you talked about is something called information advantage, and that's the problem that we see within the government structure, particularly within intelligence. People on the bottom like to maintain an information advantage so they can get promoted. Bureaucracies like to maintain an information advantage so that they can get more funding. And that's obviously one of their weaknesses. And then the other thing that I wanted to share is a quote from the RAND Corporation, and I'd like to hear what you think about that. I'm pulling it out right now. Bear with me for 1 second, please.
Okay. Well, Mark, right, you want to comment on that? Okay. Are you ready now?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Future conflicts will be fought more by networks than by hierarchies, and whoever masters the network will gain major advantages. That's from John Archia and David Ron Felt of the RAND Corporation. And that's all I have to say, and I'd just like to hear what you gentlemen think of that.
Actually, a good point here. RAND, remember, was one of the first, before we had computers, to have what they call the battle spheres. They actually have a map, a literal physical map of the world done in a hydraulic form that could be turned and allow you to, like God, stand over a part of the globe and actually observe it. Now, it wasn't meant for everybody to use, but the idea behind this was to help them visualize strategic trends. As far as the networks go, in a way we might call that, say, societies. Let's change the name to societies to understand the many elements that are manipulated in the process.
Yeah, stay there, Mark. Let's come back and talk about that and get another response from Josh and then others. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Two more segments with Mark Kornke, PrisonPlanet.com.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Mark Kornke, we're going to take some final calls in this segment and the next. Appreciate you joining us. Back with us next Friday for 2 hours. Thankful for that time. Mark, spend a minute or two before we go back to calls. Well, you wanted to finish up with the RAND Corporation statement, but after that, anything you want to say to police, military that are listening who may be ignorant of the fact we're telling them the truth?
Well, real quick here, the RAND, what they do is they actually have been influential, as we know, for the last 40-plus years in creating the trend, creating the mechanism, or trying to direct things to a degree. But again, one of the problems is that they're an intelligence collection system with, you know, specific flaws, and part of it is isolation. By the very nature of trying to create division within the population, they create the same division and schism that affects their decision processes, which is why people wonder, well, how is it they, if they're so powerful, why haven't they grabbed? Well, that's the whole thing. They can't. They depend upon this cloak and dagger system to try and manipulate people into the issue, and that's what the global planning was about. That's what the
They hoax us into making it a social movement to pay carbon tax, like we're getting at the man. Well, they know how to stampede us and herd us.
That's right. Now, with regard to the law enforcement and military personnel out there, first of all, there are many out there who are fully knowledgeable of what we're talking about, that are talking about right now, and they do understand what's happening, and they're biding their time. But for any of the other men out there, I'd ask you, take a look. Now, again, some have isolated themselves. This is one of the problems with peace officers, but police officers who should have been peace officers. A lot are bitter and have isolated themselves because they have bought into a lot of this power freak BS. Now, I'm going to ask you a basic question. What did you get into uniform for in the first place, guys? Be you a Marine, an airman, a sailor, or a soldier, or if you are a police officer, a sheriff's deputy, or whatever. You've seen good and bad police officers just as we've seen good and bad soldiers. Now, you know the difference. Do you want to be remembered and perhaps stomped on by the rest of us for being stupid? Because to join the New World Order clique in the destruction of one of the greatest nations that has ever existed by dropping the borders, by destroying the economy, by helping to play police state in America, do you want to be remembered when we eliminate that problem, straighten everything up, and you're on the out? Because that is the only attitude I have. There's a mistake made by the other side. It's the same arrogance the British had and that others have had before. Don't worry about the ones that are fat, dumb, and lazy. There are a percentage out there, but that's not us. And there are tens of millions of Americans who are not only willing to fight, but will fight hard and win.
But that is important, but not as important as the fact that they're going to keep pushing and force us to fight. I want you to understand something, establishment, those of you in the lower echelons, this isn't funny to laugh at anymore. It's all coming true. You're going to be forced into a fight with us, and the enemy intends that we chew each other up, don't they, Mark?
Exactly. The idea, the thought process is this. We are not playing tit for tat. One thing about this, when moose season opens up, moose season means that there are a lot more of us moose hunters than there are mooses to go around. And even if they bring in and they have brought in foreign forces, they don't have enough of them to get the job done either. But what they do hope to do is cripple us enough that a 1-2-3 punch would possibly accomplish the mission. Well, first of all, speaking to our military personnel, when somebody gives you an order to do something like try to level a city, you turn, you put the barrel to the guy's head, you pull the trigger three times because you got to make sure you hit that pea brain between the ears. But the bottom line is that for all of you listening, you're going to have to make significant decisions here to neutralize them as a threat. And we're going to end up having to fight. Now, we've got a lot of people out there who are in the Air Force, the Army, the Navy, and the Marines who are with us. They're the people we're going to count on, but they're asking one question. I'll repeat this before we go to this break. I've had them ask me 1,000 times, Mark, when we have to fight, are the American people going to be with us? Well, you all look in the mirror right now and ask yourself a question. You want to be free or you want to be a slave? I plan on being free, so I think I'll side with the men who are going to fight for our liberty, not fight for free oil for the Israelis. But
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job.
How dare you?
Otto, would you put the comics just in the show on 9/11?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Bro, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mark's going to be with us till about 12:13 after, because I've got another guest coming on. I'm going to twist his arm to stay so we can take these calls. We really do have a rogue government that staged the attacks. They really are putting sodium fluoride in our water to brain damage us. We have the documents. They really are doing all of this. I mean, people write me and call me and say, you know, you're too extreme. What you say is too scary. That's reality, okay? I mean, I wish we didn't have psychopathic scientific dictatorship running things, carrying out eugenics on us. I wish they weren't doing all this. I wish they weren't building prisons everywhere. I wish they weren't destroying our borders and hiring felons in police departments and the military. It's happening. We tell you 10 years ago they were hiring felons, you laugh at us. Now it's in the news. We've only got this segment and part of the next to take your calls with Mark Kornke. Let's go to James in Illinois, then Daniel, Jason, Paul, and Steve, and that's it for calls. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, Alex, I'm Jim McKeever. I'm a union wireman here in Chicago and a union lineman, and I was working in New York in 2001 on the Bear Stearns building, but at that time we had about 200 wiremen down at the Trade Center in March and April of that year doing a lot of... they probably didn't know exactly what they're doing, but if you're going to wire a building to blow, in these office buildings, the data rooms are all stacked one on top of each other, so it would not be difficult to, you know, and that cord looks a lot like Cat 5 cable, too, or can. You know, it would be easy to dupe some construction workers into thinking that they were doing something else when they actually weren't. But the thing I was calling you about is Larry Silverstein had just recently purchased the Sears Tower, I read. And you're talking about Chicago, and birds of a feather tend to flock together, you know, and this guy's probably going to do the same thing over again. So I've been telling everybody to
stay out of
downtown.
Yes, we keep saying Chicago because a bunch of CFR people, Warren Rudman, Gary Hart, and others keep saying, mark my words, Dallas, Chicago, Denver, Cleveland, they're all going to be hit by nukes. They will be hit by nukes. And then afterwards, they love to show off and look like they're real smart, just like they wrote memos and open letters before 9/11 saying it's, you know, we're going to get hit in New York. Mark, explain how they love to brag. That's a message to all their other crime syndicate buddies that, hey, I'm on the inside.
Two things to remember, by the way, real quick, Alex, about Chicago and for our friend here on the air. Watch the stockyards. Watch the rolling rail yards. When you see them empty out, that will be a warning. And as it is, there have been several points during key periods in the last year where the stockyards were literally empty, which is unheard of because all rail leads to Chicago.
Right. Yeah, we are a big hub.
That's right. And so that would be something, again, it's one of those many precursor or indicators, because if they're going to do an insurance job and frag a city, they're going to move the stock out, roll some junk in, let that burn what little they want to sacrifice, and then claim much larger on the insurance, so to speak, later on.
One other thing I noticed, the work picture in New York was real bad for years. And in 2001, the books opened up. They started bringing guys in from all over the country to do jobs everywhere in that city.
Exactly. Well, now one real quick about the whole thing with Decor. Remember that a lot of the wiring for demolition in that building would have to be conventional copper, because you've got to get the signals simultaneously to different locations.
Right.
So to have the electricians running wire the way that they would, and to have a large number in there, that would make sense with, again, consistent demolition and destruction. The final work would be done by more express professionals,
but Mark,
smaller pot.
But Mark, did you hear what he just said? And I remember seeing this as well. That was a union city. You couldn't get foreign construction workers, people outside the city in, but they knew they were going to need a lot more, so they opened it up the year before.
Yep, and they let people in that otherwise would not have been allowed on the floor to work or touch a wire, would they?
I was working for the Port Authority myself on a job over in Jersey on September 11th, and they shipped us over to start putting trailers together for them for temporary offices. And I talked to a couple guys, and I can swear I remember them telling me they came down off the 98th floor of the North Tower. And I thought nobody got off the above the strike out of the North Tower. So that's just been stuck in my head is how those guys get down, you know.
Amazing, sir. Good to hear from you. Final segment with Mark Cornhill. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We cover it all, everything, every issue, every facet. We go everywhere. Nothing is taboo. Our guests can talk about anything and everything they want. And that's what we're doing today. Mark's going to be with me 2 hours coming up in 7 days, the last 2 hours next Friday, and we'll get into a host of other issues. I want to try to hurry through your calls. He's got to go in a few minutes. I've got another guest waiting. Let's talk to Daniel in Illinois. Daniel, you're on the air with Mark Cornhill. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I really got to agree with you guys. You know, we're coming into very hard times and stuff. Like, I recently graduated from my government training camp, and I got to say, I mean, everything is just, like, so, we got cameras everywhere, like, almost in the classroom. You know, you can see them there.
Oh, they're in most school bathrooms, sir. The police can take blood at checkpoints. It's all about humiliation, all about setting the precedent.
Not only that, but I mean, we have so many cops compared to when I first started going there. And not only that, this year they're going to start making everyone wear ID tag, like a little, like a necklace.
Well, you know, five years ago in Louisiana, the kids all just said no.
Guys, it's like what it is the school is not school. It has become prison. That's all that it is. If you want to know what prison is, you're seeing it in our school systems, and that's conditioning everybody to literally, you might as well just slap the chains on. That's the next step.
I even have a teacher who, I mean, she really believes into this global warming, you know, swindle, and she's...
That's all an anti-human global tax fraud.
Exactly. That's what she said. She told me, she told everybody in class, she's like, okay, guys, you know, I'm really sorry to break it to you guys, but if we don't turn this around with this global warming, humanity could be lost in like 50 years.
Yeah, now, total bull, and then so humans are going to have to die to save the Earth. It is total fraud. Now, understand, there's real environmental problems. The globalists are systematically, with the genetic cross-species engineering, destroying the global biosphere. They're dumping toxic waste everywhere. But then they'll give you something fake, like what plants breathe, like carbon dioxide, when it's the sun that heats the Earth, and when in hot periods, we can have a larger biomass. Mark Kornke?
Well, real quick on that, well, these people always tell you, well, I hate to tell you, you know, they're going to have to get rid of people. Well, how about her first? You know what? Lead by example. Have her jump over the cliff and we'll watch. Ooh, that doesn't look very healthy. I don't think I'm going to do that, Alex. I think we'll just stand and watch.
Yeah, they're a bunch of well-meaning, most of these people are just well-meaning, mindless idiots, and but they're just as dangerous. These are robotic idiots.
But hypocrites in the process, because they plan on you being the one sacrificed. They're being told that they're the special pet puppies. Isn't that what the Soviets did every step of the way?
Absolutely, Mark. I just know a lot of them are listening and going, me? What? I'm sorry. I love humans, but we must die. I can't admit I'm wrong. Okay, let's go ahead. Thank you for the call, Daniel. Jason, let's talk to, who's up next here? Jason in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, a couple moments ago, you guys were talking about food supply and growing your own crops, and I was looking into it, and it only costs around $5,000 per person to get a 2-year food supply with water filters and first aids and burners, everything you need. I mean, that might sound like a lot of money to some people, but I believe having a food and water supply is one of the, like, top three key things that you need to do to fight the NWO.
Well, I agree. It's good to get a food supply, and I'm about to talk about that, but is it better to teach somebody how to fish or give them fish? And I think everybody should have a storable food as a backup, but what Mark's saying is the change in culture from being urban under their control to even in the urban areas, starting a garden, putting out some solar panels, beginning to not be as dependent on them. That way they can't just cut off the food and then make us all go turn our guns in. And Mark Kornke, when I would listen to him 10, 12 years ago, because I actually discovered Mark after I got on air, and I was like, wow, this guy's really got it figured out. I mean, he had it figured out totally back then. I've been learning as we go along. And I remember Mark saying over and over again, they're going to train your kids to be rounded up at schools. We have the documents. And he had sources. His dad, of course, was a sheriff's deputy there in town. And then he would go into how they're going to shut down the cities and make you bring your guns in to get your kids. And then they did that in New Orleans and other places, where they're going to make you turn your guns in for food, because they've done this in all these other nations. Mark?
Well, here again, what he's talking about, I thoroughly agree with food storage, just like Alex said. Everybody's saying the same thing in the Patriot movement, but we have to have tiers of preparation. Food production has to be already in place. We can't think about doing it down the road. We have to have it in place now for replacement of whatever staples, materials we're developing. The food storage system is our insurance supply, and it's a good thing because we control it. You control it. Every listener controls that investment.
Yeah.
That is definitely worth the money. I know we got to go in a second here. Real quick, guys, if you get a chance, go to YouTube and then go punch in for a search, Liberty Tree Radio. Go to YouTube and then punch in Liberty Tree Radio. Take a look at all of our videos. There's a whole bunch of fun stuff and interesting stuff we put up there. You want to see militia units in motion? You're going to see it there in the videos. You want to see basic information on how to deal with the gas mask technology and chemical defense? It's there. A lot of other stuff. Punch in my name, Mark Kornke, K-O-E-R-N-K-E, on YouTube. That'll get you all kinds of other fun stuff. But the big thing is, take a look at the resources and the people that are training and the work that's being done.
Absolutely, folks. Not being somewhat self-sufficient literally lets them have you by the short hairs. And we're going to take more calls later, but I got to let Mark go now. Mark, you're going to be on with me 2 hours coming up next Friday. Thank you for all the great work you've done, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. You guys keep up the good work there, and everybody pitch in, help to get the video spread out.
And Mark, give us that one. Absolutely, help us get, especially the new film, folks, Truth Rising. Help us get that out. Mark, give us a Empire is on the Run. Go through it all.
God bless the Republic. Death to the New World Order. We shall prevail, ladies and gentlemen. The Empire is on the run. We are on the march. Kick them in the slats. Drive them to the beach. Give them a backpack full of rocks and let them swim halfway back to the spiders.
Mark, absolutely, God bless. We've come so far, my friend, and we're going to go a lot further. We don't have a choice. The enemy has got us cornered. They're coming down on us. And, ladies and gentlemen, history's happening now. Don't stand on the sidelines and get run over. Have a great weekend, Mark.
Thank you, Alex. Remember, Chesty Puller, what he said when they were surrounded at the Chosen Reservoir, when he said, General, we're surrounded, he said, good, that means we can attack in all directions. Fix bayonets.
Take care.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, folks. For this segment and the next, I've got, I didn't plan it this way, it just happened this way, because I've been trying to get Mark all week, and he called last night and said he could do it today. But we were just talking about food preparedness, getting the storable food, and then start learning as a supplement how to grow, how to get ready. Now is the growth season. There's a lot of things you can grow super easy, folks. Watermelons, pumpkins, tomatoes, all of those, even in your backyard. This makes the New World Order pull their hair out. And the leading expert on all of this is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com. Thanks for coming on with us, Steve.
Hey, it's good to be aboard, Alex.
And we were just for the last hour talking about getting ready. The New World Order is definitely moving against us, and they're now saying get ready for food riots in the U.S. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I know this. I better get prepared if the government's talking about it.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that we've got another bailout coming, which means that you heard about that this morning, and they're going to bail out all these homes, which means they're going to just print more money, which means that when you take your $10 to the grocery store, it's going to buy less than it has in just the last week and a half, which is already 400 times more than what it cost last year to have groceries. And that's what we're dealing with. Now, I heard... I was able to listen for a part of this. One of your callers called in and said 5,000. It doesn't take that much if you go with bulk foods. But the fact is that unless people take back control of their own destiny, and that's their food, they got a problem. Now, what Mark was bringing up is absolutely perfect. You see, you're not going to probably be able to put in enough storable food, enough of this bulk food that we talk about at eFoodsDirect.com, to get you through the whole thing, because you got to get at least another 3 or 4 years. This is going to take a little while for us to get back into control. And you buy the storable food to deal with right now. We're now telling people, Alex, to start eating this because they're buying food at half last year's grocery prices, as opposed to going down to the grocery store. And people are running out of money. It's just absolutely absurd. The food banks, I don't know if you're aware of it, but the food banks that help the poor that have lost their jobs in this whole fiasco are down to the point where they're getting half the donations. You realize that the investors are buying up the food to the extent and selling it outside the country to the point where the...
From Michigan to California, they're opening huge car parks for yuppies to live in their cars.
That's right. Absolutely. And the thing is that what's happening is that the investors are buying up the food so fast ahead of the American public, even with our shortage situation, that the food banks have had all of their donations cut in half. That means that when they get enough food in to feed 50 people, they're going to have to stretch it to 150 people. And it's not working. And the fact
there's no doubt we are in a deep, deep, deep recession going into hyperinflation and a depression if it continues. And the Federal Reserve is making all the announcements, as you said, that will only intensify it.
Absolutely. And what we're dealing with, Alex, is the fact that I think that a lot of people. Now, right now, just to give you an idea, the shipping on the full the full one-year supplies and things. We've got that down to 2 weeks. We've put in some extra lines and things like that. And so I know a lot of your listeners have contacted some of the retail operations, and they're back-ordered 3 and 4 months and all this kind of stuff. We've got it down to 2 weeks, so anybody that needs to move on the food, they're buying food at half the cost of last year's prices. But also, it's getting shipped out to them. Now, one of the things that you have to be concerned about, the criminal element is now involved.
It's all over the news. They're like you said 6 months ago, they're stealing food, robbing stores, stealing the metal out of the air conditioners. Frankly, it's giant gangs of illegal aliens running around looting the idiot Americans. Stay there, Steve Schenck. We're going to come right back. eFoodsDirect.com. He's got a free CD, DVD, documenting their products, how to prepare yourself. You can call them and get a free copy or a brochure, but I wouldn't wait. I'd call and get food. We'll give you those numbers on the other side. Stay with us.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states 4 times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, WTC7 emergency head was building collapse specialist. This is huge news. Dovetails in with the information Kevin Ryan was talking about a few weeks ago with us. Right now, Steve Schenck, the head honcho, the owner of the J. Michael Stevens Group, longest continually operating swerve food company in the nation. They have free audio CDs, DVDs with his presentations. If you want to find out about what they do, how to prepare food, how to store food, what the best types of food are, and they have the very inexpensive, high-quality food that is not genetically modified in any way. It is clean, healthy, good food. Continuing with the 5 minutes we've got left, sir, folks need to call you, and they need to get at least a two-month getaway pack, a one-year supply. I mean, this is just the most basic insurance.
Yeah, and the thing I was going to cover just before the break is the criminal element. One of the concerns that I have is that people need to move on getting their food in their possession. There will come a time very shortly, and here's another one of those there-will-come-a-time things, Alex, where even shipping by regular common carrier like we've been shipping out will not be safe because the food will be hijacked. There's absolutely no doubt as to whether that'll happen. And
that happened in Argentina in 2000 when they were a first-world nation.
Yeah, I understand. And the main thing that we're dealing with is that the people have to realize that putting in the food supplies, getting this food in right now for a high percentage of our families, what it means is them being able to eat because they can't afford groceries, and this stuff, this food is going out at half of last year's grocery costs. Now, you add that together with the fact that when people are putting in their supplies right now, all they're doing is buying some time until they can get out of town or get a little piece of ground, get their yard plowed up, because you are going to have to start producing your own. I'm glad that you brought that up, Alex, because that's the next step. Now, one thing that I need to announce is with every shipment of food supplies, we are sending out a DVD. The things that we normally send out are the CDs, and there's a lot more information than what we can possibly put into these packets for those of you that are calling in, so try and get up on the website if you can. But we're going to start putting out a DVD and a workbook, basically, that covers how you need to prepare for emergencies. This is the evacuation route, the stuff that you need in addition to having your supply of food in.
Okay, give them your numbers, Steve. A lot of people don't have computers.
Okay, call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And everybody that calls in from Roger's program today and for the next week.
That's right. You have Roger Fredenberg voicing your ads.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, on Roger's stuff. On Alex's program, if you call in from that show, let us know. We'll make sure that you get this DVD and the emergency preparedness information right with your order.
Give them your number again, Steve.
Do 800-409-5633 or get up on efoodsdirect.com. Alex, I appreciate you, and you're doing some fabulous work. Keep Mark Korenke yelling. That'll help.
Well, I mean, what I'm trying to, you know, get out to the people is I don't know what's going to happen, but they're talking about World War III with Iran. They're talking about food riots. They're talking about, I mean, the mainstream media is saying all this. I hope it's not going to happen. As bad as stuff is, I enjoy my life. It's pretty comfortable here in Austin, and I don't want things to go to hell in a handbasket. I don't want to be right. But yeah. If we had 90% that were urban today, and it was 85, 90% that were rural 80 years ago during the Great Depression, I mean, do the math, folks. 8 million people, according to a big university study came out last month, starved to death during the 8-9 years of the Great Depression, and that was with close to 90% being, quote, self-sufficient. So if this kind of stuff happens now, if there's any chance of it, and it's being openly discussed, we're talking a breakdown of society, which the bankers are planning, then they'll come in and emergency reorganize society. This could go on for 5, 6, 7 years, like Steve's saying. That's what all the economists are saying. And then a year or two supply of food just doesn't cut it. And I'm telling you, I'm so busy doing talk radio. I'm so busy talking on air. Thank God I've got family land I can run to, but it's not really set up properly. We're trying to fix the old water well that's been struck by lightning. I'm trying to look at some piece of land outside Austin, but I don't have the money, really. It's expensive. The yuppies have driven up the price moving down here from California. I've got 4 acres that I got through a business transaction for almost nothing years ago, but that's almost residential out in the country. And I'm telling you, folks, I am truly concerned. And if you don't hear me on air for a week or two here and there in the future, you know, I got to go to Denver. I got to go to here. Burmese is in town, so I've been, you know, having him fill in because he's a great guy. But you may not hear me on air some while I'm getting my family ready. I mean, this isn't a joke. Give him your number again, Steve Schenck.
Okay, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And, Roger, you're absolutely right. It's going to take about 2 years to get a piece of land up to where it'll grow something.
Absolutely. So okay, Steve, thank you for joining us. We got to go. Hold on one moment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone.
I look like Bob's Big Boy. I do this TV thing and we're live, streaming live right now. PrisonPlanet.tv, and I will now be known as Bob's Big Boy. Or what does Bob's Big Boy do? He's like, gotta have a little bit of fun. Hey, let's put Bob's Big Boy up on screen for people so they can understand what I'm talking about. Isn't he like holding a hamburger in his hand or something? All right, let's have some fun here. It's been a very, very serious show so far, and we're going to have some fun by getting into brutal police state attacking small children and women. That is light listening for the radio show. You know, it's a non-hierarchical group, and I think it's just better if Rob Savoy, who is prominent with the Rainbow Gathering, and he's posted some videos of the people being attacked for no reason, and it made even some mainstream newspapers, and in the area, they reported that this group of people were out there, and the police basically beat one person up, so people yelled at them, so they attacked them, and I've seen a lot of other videos in past years where the police search every car that comes in, of even media to cover it, and searches the people coming into the national park, into the national forest area. And so to tell you what the Rainbow Gathering is and the type of harassment they've been under is Rob Savoy. And they have different classes of people that are in it. He's one of the medical attendees, and it has its own nomenclature and acronyms. And so Rob Savoy will first fill us in on what the Rainbow Gathering is briefly and then what happened to them late last week into the weekend, upsetting the establishment that people dare meet in the woods commune with nature. They've left them alone somewhat in the past, but now that's changing here in the new freedom that we live under. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Howdy.
Tell us again about the Rainbow Gathering, about you, and then about what you and others witnessed, about the videos that you've seen, that you got from some of the other members as multiple incidents took place out there. I mean, first tell us, Rainbow Gathering, where it is, what it does, you know, where it's located.
Sure, and you can get a lot of information off my unofficial Rainbow Family website, which is called welcomehome.org, and it's got a lot of historical and legal and background information. But briefly, the Rainbow Family has been having our gathering since 1979. We believe strongly in the constitutional right for peaceable assembly on public land, and we exercise that right by gathering every summer since 1972. The Forest Service has tried three times to make what we do constitutionally illegal by writing regulations making what we do illegal. The prior two versions were thrown out in court in 1986 and 1988. The new version of these regulations, which was an administrative change to the Forest Service regulations, came out in 1995, and that, in a sense, made what we've been doing for all these years an illegal activity. Once we became a, quote, illegal activity, the law enforcement harassment stepped up quite heavily, leading to many years of complete roadblocks, shutting down the Rainbow Gathering for 3 to 5 days on period. We've had incidences like 2 years ago in Colorado where the law enforcement folks from the Forest Service arrested all of the medical workers and banned them from doing medical care at gatherings. And a whole series of events kind of culminating in this year where, while they didn't set up a hard roadblock, many of us wound up spending much time in court. They passed out lots of tickets for things like dirty license plates and all sorts of stuff. And there were several.
Oh, yeah, you don't have an unregistered gathering of slaves. Pretty soon we'll be locked in our houses. You don't have pit slaves out in nature by themselves without King's approval.
Well, basically, yeah. I mean, you've got thousands of people sitting in the woods, you know, exercising their rights to gather peacefully on public land. These people don't typically agree with the government status quo policies and a lot of other stuff.
Well, we also have the government, you know, letting the borders be over run and all sorts of crime, I mean, but they don't care about that. They only care about pit slaves, would-be yuppies who aren't yuppies, who are outside their slave grids, daring to believe that they can go on King's land without licking boots.
Sure, and they keep forgetting that public land is owned by all of us, not just a select group of
people. But it's not really owned by pit slaves, they'll tell you that. So as pit slaves who've escaped your slave pit, this angers the pit masters?
Yeah, that's probably a way of putting it, where we think that a lot of it is they just want to get control over us. they have consistently insisted that we become hierarchical, that we start picking representatives, that we start negotiating with the government. They keep trying to get us to sign permits and things with the government, which we can't do. Nobody can represent the Rainbow Family, just like even if I'm in a small town of people, I can't represent the people in my town, right? I can't say, oh, go pave this road and do whatever you want. But the government wants us to get organized. They want us to pick leaders. They want to use these leaders, much like the BIA, to influence their control over us. And typically we think that once they get that control, they would use it to basically shut down this activity that we've been doing for all these years.
Now, tell us about where it's located, where it takes place, and generally how it works. And then, in a communal fashion, and then what happened Friday and throughout the weekend with the ringwraiths?
Yeah, I mean, typically there's a lot of rainbows who spend a couple of months in the spring looking for a site. And this year, the site was going to be in Wyoming. We have a group of people, a big council that is open to anybody that shows up on the last day of the gathering. So this year we're in Richard Teton National Forest in Wyoming, last year Arkansas, the year before that Colorado and stuff. And pretty much what happens is that some people find a site that they think is big enough. They tell their friends tell their friends, it goes out, and then suddenly thousands of people just kind of show up at the same time in the same place. There's no organization at all, but there's a huge amount of coordination between like-minded individuals trying to do everything from a medical care, like the folks that I hang out with.
And it really shows the establishment is powerless, because you just show up, they say you can't, you do what you want, and they grovel and suck their thumbs.
Yeah, and basically they keep trying to shut us down, but because we're hardcore pacifists and peaceful people that don't carry weapons, every time they've come in with all their guns, I mean, it's kind of like a duck shoot. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now, the
right?
paper
I mean,
even reported
there.
That they did point guns at small children.
Yes,
tell us about this site this year. It looks gorgeous where you picked. 7,000 people show up. Go over it for us.
Yeah, and basically there are several incidences that when they actually arrested people, they typically tasered them between 3 to 5 times. I have other video I'm working on getting out on the internet about this. And so several people were tasered. Several people that were tasered also complained of being kicked before being arrested and things like that.
Well, that's what slave gets, that they're...
Yeah, I mean, they kind of beat you while you're down, you know, because it's a lot easier.
You're a pit slave.
Really funny.
You're here to lick boots, buddy. You exist for government. Yeah. You exist so people can stomp on you.
Yeah, so what happened, the incident that we're all talking about, which was that there was an individual that the Forest Service has spent several years trying to arrest, and they found him on the edge of the meadow near what we call Kitty Village, which is where all the families with young children hang out, and, you know, they do diapers and cook food for kids and all that. And what happened is the police went to go arrest this one individual. Another sister basically stood up and complained about the fact that they were standing around all the children. They arrested her for obstructing a government operation. Then they arrested this other person named Fonty for whatever it was that they were looking for him at. And as people started to complain about them arresting people, then they drawed all their guns. They had pepper spray. They had rubber bullets. They had tear gas guns.
By the way, we're showing video of this, them running around aiming guns at people, tasering people right now as we stream live.
Yeah, and if you look at the video, you can very, very clearly see that nobody is close by. You can see that many older rainbows put their bodies in front of the crowd of people and say, peace, peace. Everybody was trying to go away. The Forest Service keeps claiming that there were ricks and stocks, sticks and rocks.
But the problem is you've got all the videos, and the newspapers admit they're a pack of liars as usual.
Sure. Yeah, and I only got the videos up on the internet last night, so they're getting spread more around. But
yeah, we're streaming a bunch of them as you talk right now, because we're also on TV right now.
Okay, so you can see that the Forest Service lied, that there were no rocks thrown, there were no sticks thrown. The crowd actually never threatened the law enforcement officers beyond calling them terrorists.
A god man to you, slave.
And then basically you can very clearly see the front law enforcement officer shoot the people that were holding the crowd back. They wanted to create a riot.
Well, that's
so
good. That's what you do, is you shoot peaceful people. That's good.
Yep. So they shot all the peaceful people trying to keep the crowd back. Then as those people fell, then they opened up with tear gas.
Good.
We treated probably several dozen people in our medical
That's why our veterans fought against British tyranny, was so you could live like this, so you could be attacked for no reason. So I really think you ought to just shut up and stop complaining. But please continue with your evil, sir.
Yeah, and so we had a lot of incidences with it. Several people were shot in the face, including one asthmatic who almost died from being pepper sprayed in the face. He couldn't
of the
breathe.
Lord, that is good.
We basically, in our medical unit, we gave him oxygen for over an hour until he recovered.
Oh, that's Al-Qaeda.
Many of the people that were shot with rubber bullets we treated in our medical unit, and some people had bruises 6 inches across.
Horrible. You need to get a government license to put a Band-Aid on somebody. How dare you?
Oh, yeah, and they basically are shooting people with rubber bullets from 10 feet away.
That's good. That kills people all the time. That's good. They need to kill you. They need to feel good about themselves.
So all this happened around all the young children, all the little kids.
Well, that's good.
Watched all this basically go down. So
they're going to learn how to love their government.
Yep. And then the strange part was the government keeps going that they arrested instigators of the riot. None of the people that they actually arrested was till the following day. They came back the next day and just arrested a few people that they thought they remembered from the riot, just so they could pretend that there was a real riot when there wasn't. And it's very interesting because the Forest Service makes it sound like they came in and arrested the riot instigators, but the reality is that they did not. They came
I'm coming out there next year. I am going to go and I'm going to be documenting. I'm going to have people hiding in the woods everywhere, and we are going to properly catch them with their pants down. I'm going to bring like 10 camera people, and we will really shut them down.
By the way,
Rob, you're going. You're going to be out there with thousands of hippies, your favorite thing.
Yep.
All right,
yeah,
anyways. I'm joking.
We'll be in New Mexico next year, so you know where to go.
You're going to be where?
New Mexico.
Oh, great. New Mexico's close to me.
Yeah.
You're going to be in high desert around Ruidoso or something?
Well, you know, nobody's actually started looking yet, so we'll figure it out. We are near Tres Piedras in Taos. In 1995, the last time we were in New Mexico.
I'll definitely be there. That's it. All right, please continue with your evil, sir.
Yeah, so basically, the Forest Service created this whole incident because they've been trying to shut us down for 37 years and failed. And so now they're trying to portray us as a bunch of criminals and whatever else they don't seem to like. And then they're using the fact that we're violent people. I mean, here we are peaceably praying for peace on the 4th of July, which is our right. And they try to portray us as violent criminals.
Being fired on by rubber bullets that kill people every few weeks.
Yep.
You know, the Red Sox case, shooting the young girl in the face, killing her. And it's all on video. But see, I see all the squad car videos where they beat somebody up. They don't fight back, but they still charge you.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. Why not just leave you alone?
Well, we don't know. But basically, as far as I can tell, several years ago, the head of the incident command team for the Forest Service said that the reason they need to force us to get organized and basically elect a leader is so that we will pay a $750,000 permit fee to the Forest Service.
And, so, of course, they also want to be able to then restrict you and control you and prosecute individuals.
Sure. One of the things they said this
Well, they're
year
afraid
is
of
that,
this spreading, us just living and being free again and doing what we want instead of licking their black boots.
Well, and to be honest, the Rainbow Family is about as free as it comes, because we're even free from our own hierarchy, you know, much less anybody else's. And I think that's the thing that bothers them, that Rainbow Gatherings, everything is free. Food is free. Medical care is free. Everything is free, barter economy, trading, and people live pretty much under the radar and not really plugged into any of the kind of governmental system.
Now, they also try to, quote, go after drugs, because let's not lie, there's a lot of mushrooms, a lot of wacky tobacco floating around, but hey, George Washington smoked it. I don't like it, but that's fine with me. They should decriminalize it. This is the same criminal government trying to cram Prozac and Ritalin down kids' throats that kills them in deadly live cancer virus vaccines like HPV. But they do set up their checkpoints. They do try to nab people. They don't have a very good record of catching anybody with the ganja, do they?
Well, no, because believe it or not, a rainbow gathering, a lot of the original impetus was all the other ways of higher states of consciousness. Believe it or not, drug use has never been part of what rainbow gatherings are about. And while a lot of people that may come to gatherings may believe this way, because a gathering, everybody's free to believe what they want, you see these dichotomies. You see many people that are healthy, you know, non-drug-taking, non-caffeine, vegetarian.
Well, hold on, I'm watching video of them choking someone right now. Well, I tell you, this is some incredible footage right here. So basically, these Forest Service people just torture and attack whoever they want, and then just dance around laughing.
Sure, basically, they did little things like when I drove into the Rainbow Gathering, right, four law enforcement vehicles encircled my truck, stopped me on the road.
Four from Mount Olympus gods stopped a slave. Now, tell me, slave, what happened?
Well, basically, then they, you know, complained about my vehicle because they know me because I have all these radio antennas on the roof because I do communications at gatherings.
So they thought that was Al-Qaeda? They thought that was evil?
Yeah, they got upset because I had more antennas than they did or something.
So that slave doesn't have that. That's illegal, too. Okay.
Well, and all the Forest Service guys, because of my long association, know me really well, and so they've isolated about a handful of us that they know really well and tried to basically ruin our lives. I've been to court like 6 or 7 years in a row for gatherings, and all of my tickets have been dismissed, all of them, because they were bogus in the beginning. The cops use this as an exchange to harass us. They pull me over. They spend 2 hours throwing all my stuff on the side of the road in the middle of the night, and then they leave after bringing all the dogs over everything, leaving you to put all your stuff back in your car and drive away. This is how they greet you at the Rainbow Gathering.
Yep, gotta not bring the ganja.
Yeah, well, and I don't anyway. I'm a medic. I just bring Advil.
No,
you know?
I understand. That's good. Good thing for you.
Yeah, but it's just ridiculous. And they search everybody like that, families with kids, everything. And when I was in court, almost every case there was for stupid things like dirty license plates, you know, bright brake lights not visible enough. I mean, the most incredibly trivial traffic charges. This is the biggest stuff that these guys could get us for, was a whole bunch of meaningless traffic
charges.
Now,
what about pointing guns at children? The newspaper said they'd seen videos of that.
Yeah, some of the other videos, not the ones on my website, but some of the other videos actually show them. They are basically fanning the crowd with their guns, and they were standing, you know, 15 from the kid village area, the big kitchen.
But why are they so afraid? I mean, as a man, I don't claim to be a real tough guy, but, I mean, I really don't get scared very easily. And I've had people threaten me and all sorts of stuff when I'm out unarmed, and it's actually kind of a thrill. I don't get why cops have been, they used to be like this. Cops used to be pretty tough.
Well,
I mean, I had a lot of, you know, cops in my family, and they're, you know, pretty tough. And in the old days, they were pretty tough. You know, they were into, you know, being macho and not being wimps. Now cops act so afraid of everything. They're just like, with guns at people's heads. Oh, my God. A hippie. Oh, my God. They're deadly.
Yeah, it's kind of amusing because, like, to be honest, you know, I've been in situations where I've been surrounded by cops, and I'm not usually that scared. But, you know, these guys with full armor and weapons are scared of a few hundred people that they know from our track record for 37 years are peaceful, aren't going to attack anybody. This is completely ridiculous.
The
yeah,
wicked fleeth when none pursueth.
Yeah,
the wicked fleeth when none pursueth. Sir, stay with us. I want to take phone calls. Who else was the Rainbow Gathering? Witnesses, 1-800-259-9231. Your take on the police state. We'll be right back with our guest, the evil slave.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Rob Savoy, longtime Rainbow Gathering fella. Got a lot of video of this. Talked to a lot of the witnesses. Let's go to Scott. Scott is somebody that Trey has lined up. Scott, tell me your last name. You were there and witnessed a lot of this, too, at what happened last week.
Yeah, my last name is Topka, Scott Topka.
What did you witness, Scott, as a evil slave?
You know, as far as the altercation that happened in Kid Village, I kind of saw it from a distance. You know, I did witness unprovoked firing of what appeared to be paintball pepper spray into a crowd containing children.
But that's what slaves are for, is to be fired on by gods. I mean, you know the Greek tragedies. When Zeus wanted to come down and kill a mortal, he did it for his enjoyment.
Right. We're not going out there to be in a tragedy, Alex. We're going out there to pray. So.
Well, I'm being sarcastic about the tyranny that we have in this land by throwing it in their face, but yeah, certainly it's horrible shooting rubber bullets at children. Tell me what else you saw.
You know, just generally, like I said, that the use of the less lethal weaponry, it wasn't provoked. Amy, I've read in the paper, you know, that sticks and rocks were thrown. I've read that, you know, every couple of years for the past 8 years. There was nothing thrown. The couple of people that were, you know, in bystanders' eyes a little bit too belligerent, not violent, but a little bit too belligerent, were held back and dealt with by bystanders. The police officers were not in any danger at any time.
And there's video of that, and we know they're lying, and this is why they've been disgraced, and this is why this country's in so much trouble. That's why I'm going to go out there to New Mexico next year. Have my people spread out, so whenever they attack, we'll always catch it. And just to, again, illustrate that they're a pack of liars. What else did you witness?
Well, and, you know, not a lot involved with that altercation, but, you know, I've been doing this for 8 years now. And just the general police abuse, you know, I mean, setting up what they call information checkpoints so that they can search every car that comes through. Coming in with troops of, you know, 8 to 14 armed men to fish for arrests. You know, we're talking about misdemeanor and very low-level misdemeanor warrants that are being...
How early does this start? Because the rainbowers start trickling in the week before, right? I mean, how early do they bivouac and nest on the road, searching and harassing everybody?
It usually starts up between the 12th and maybe 16th of June, when, you know, there's less than 1,000 people on the land. And as a matter of fact, that's their MO has been traditionally to attack the people who are volunteering the most time. So they attack supply lines. They harass our medical personnel. You know, they harass the scouts and the people that are operating communications. So
they attack America. That's their main mission, is freedom. Yeah. And the terrorists hate us before
our
freedom.
What they're doing, though, is they're kind of, you know, cutting their own throats as far as problems go, because they're taking action against the people who are most likely to deal with real
problems.
But
they want problems. You understand? That's what they want. They want to rule. They got the job because they want to shove slaves around.
Right. And, yeah, that's why they don't like us, is because we're not real easy slaves.
Exactly. You're the opposite of slaves, and You've got to be punished. You're not staying in line. I want to hear about the history of the Rainbow Gathering when we get back with both Scott and our other guest, Rob. Rob, did you witness some of the things that we hear Scott talking about?
Oh, yeah. They've been harassing us, like you said, for 7 or 8 years. It goes back even farther than that, but it's obvious that pretty much everybody goes through that certain amount of law enforcement harassment getting into a gathering. I mean, here we are exercising our constitutional rights to peaceably assemble on public land, and they make us all, like, dump our stuff out, search our cars, and scare everybody just so that we can attend.
I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll talk more to the slaves in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into the vaunted fourth hour here. Real talk radio, real issues of significance that actually affect you and your family. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm back Sundays live, and that is from 4 to 6 p.m. for an abbreviated two-hour final edition as one week ends and another begins. We are talking to Rob Savoy, also Scott, one of the Rainbowers who was out there and witnessed what was going on. And we're going to take more of your calls on this subject in the next segment. Then I'm going to shift gears after that and a bunch of news. WTC emergency head was building collapse specialist. I'm going to be covering that coming up. But right now with Scott and Rob, both of you together, gentlemen, free for all. I mean, tell us how the Rainbow Gathering started and now grew up to, what, more than 7,000 people?
You know, basically what happened was a lot of people were influenced by the whole kind of Woodstock thing when it happened, the fact that thousands of people could get together communally, take care of each other, and have, like, no real problems and violence. And that inspired a whole bunch of people to create another small series of music festivals, specifically called Vortex 1 and Vortex 2. And what happened was, by the end of Vortex 2, there was a big shift that everybody realized that everything should be free, that commercial music festivals were bad, and they kind of came up with the idea of the sort of rainbow gathering of the tribes, all the different sort of countercultural folks doing whatever. And so in 1972, the first Rainbow Gathering was held in Granby, Colorado. It was originally going to be held at a place called Big Table Rock Mountain, and the Forest Service came in with the National Guard and police and everybody and shut the site down and forced everybody
to... That's what
to
the Army's
stuff.
For. It's to keep slaves off the public land.
Yeah.
It's to let you know that you're scum.
Yeah, so the very first gathering, everybody had to move 7 miles away to a place called Strawberry Lake, which was some private property, basically, you know, donated by a ranger. And then on the evening of July 3rd...
So there was a nice ranger who felt bad about the tyranny.
Yeah, and then the funny part is, on the evening of July 3rd, everybody packed up camp, and all night long, there was a 7-mile hike on this old train track, and when everybody got up in the morning of July 4th, which is our kind of big day, there were thousands of people standing on top of the mountain that nobody was supposed to be to that had walked completely around the roadblock.
And to be clear, they attacked last week on Friday, on July 4th. They understand the symbolicness of it. Got to attack on July 4th. So you guys just rebelled against them on July 4th back in the 70s.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, that sounds evil. Rebelling on July 4th. Oh, my God.
Well, and then it was classic Rainbow because it was kind of passive resistance, right? Well, they sat it there at their little roadblocks. Everybody just walked around them. And so, funny enough, this set off a 37-year history of, you know, law enforcement and Rainbow gatherings and stuff. The first event was supposed to be kind of a one-time-only thing, but what happened was the next year, some of the folks who had organized the first gathering got this funny phone call from the Forest Service that said, hey, there's this, like, Rainbow gathering here in Wyoming, 1973, and it has to go to a better site. And so some folks showed up, found a slightly better site, you know, it was better, healthier and stuff, and had the gathering there, and then the next year it was in Utah, and this whole thing, it kind of became a self-organizing event. People just found sites and announced it every year, and it's kind of grown since then. In both 86 and 87, the government tried to create laws that would make, you know, peaceful assembling on public land illegal. Both of those were determined unconstitutional. And in 1988, it was actually thrown out because the cops were so bad that the harassment and stuff, the judge there couldn't find any way to convict anybody.
But court rulings mean nothing. The tyranny continues. Anything you want to add, Scott?
To continue from there, court rulings mean nothing because on three different occasions since the 80s, when we won federal court cases to tie their hands as to how they're trying to keep this gathering from happening. We're not even talking about the abuses, just them saying this can't happen. We won three court cases. Every time we win a court case, the Forest Service, the USDA, rewrite the laws in the letter, but not in the spirit of the law.
Of course.
So we go back to court again. Now, in Colorado 2006...
I'll tell you what, I want to skip this break for InfoWars.com audio listeners and for the people that are tuning in on PrisonPlanet.tv right now. We're going to keep rolling during this quick break and then come back and take more of your calls on the other side.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
From the Rainbow Gathering, Scott and Rob, and we're about to go to Lance, Chandy, Bill, and others that are patiently holding. Lance in New York, you are on the air with Rob and Scott. Yes.
Questions, Alex. I had heard recently that there's another one of these gatherings that's taking place in California right now, except it's on private land, and I've heard there's some illicit activity. It's called Bohemian Grove. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that at all. And
Is rich Republicans having gay sex. So
yeah,
that is left alone and guarded by the local sheriff and the Secret Service.
Do you think there's any way that you could that people out in California could maybe call in some complaints and say that they had heard of illicit activity taking place, and they can maybe set up some of these enforcement checkpoints?
You mean repeatedly they find, you mean polycloths and repeatedly finding dead bodies of small children outside the grove? No, that's not dead children and gay porn stars flying in for them. That's of the Lord, according to them. And
And also, just on a more serious note, I was wondering if, do you think there's any way that we can use the establishment's weapons against them, things like the Patriot Act and all these other...
No, it's all selectively enforced. It's all run by the criminal, drug-dealing, weapons-selling New World Order people, and it's all for us, the cattle. But we'll just continue to discredit them, expose them, show they're terrorists, and we're very close now. That's why they're very desperate to stage more terror attacks or who knows what. Thank you so much for the call, Lance. Chandy in Chicago, you're on the air with some of the Rainbow Gathering folks.
Yes, I'm about 5 miles north of the Sears Tower, and recently there have been those black military helicopters flying around downtown really low between the buildings around the Sears Tower.
Yeah, that's to act like they're trying to keep you safe. They think they're fighting real terrorists, not knowing the government carried out the attacks.
We've also had our subway shut down repeatedly for quote-unquote health emergencies, but and lots of like cops, paramedics and whatnot, swarming the underground.
Yeah, they're
subways.
Doing biological spraying of their minions constantly. The police are there to be tested on and used and abused, and they smile and love every minute of it. They have killed cops, military, thousands of times, tested on them, made them sick thousands of times, all declassified, and they love it. They just love it.
My whole concern is, like, a previous caller today said that Larry Silverstein purchased this year's tower.
Right, and he might blow it up right in front of you, and everybody will love it.
I've been trying to find that on the Internet, and it just comes up.
No, it was in the Chicago Tribune. He bought it 2 years ago. I just didn't want to correct the caller. It happened 2 years ago. He said recently, but that's not that recent.
Oh, okay. In any case, so I was just wondering if on your website or if you can mention, like, sort of like an immediate warning signs, I guess, that citizens like myself who travel in and out of the loop occasionally, you know, what to look for, you know, for like some sort of, because you mentioned like nuking Chicago, like what we can look out for.
Well, that's because the globalists like to brag. They've said that Al-Qaeda will probably hit Chicago. They loved it, and they smile, and it's a public threat. Everybody in the know, which is most of the planet, knows, oh, look, the terrorist is bragging. Only the brainwashed Americans don't understand the message. I mean, Gary Hart said, we stage terror attacks. I mean, publicly, we went and talked to him. He said, yeah, we stage terror attacks. And it's like, that's the way it is. Shut up. I appreciate your call. But, I mean, as for not being able to find it on the Internet, watch this. Larry Silverstein... Sears Tower, okay? And I typed it in. And MetLife will sell Sears Tower, Wall Street Journal, Top Story, Real Estate Journal. So people always tell me they can't find this stuff, and I don't understand it. Larry Silverstein, Sears Tower, okay? And I clicked it, and this is intermediate internet. It's not loading. But it will, and I'll be able to read you the headline. But there was a score of mainstream articles about it. And you can read it, and it has the headline there for you. MetLife will sell Sears Tower. It says investors, Larry Silverstein Group, that owns the World Trade Center lease, are among the buyers of the Sears Tower, which MetLife, Inc. agreed to sell Thursday for more than $800 million, according to people familiar with the situation. And this was more than 2 years ago. I'm sorry. Time flies. This was March 12, 2004. He bought it in, the sale was complete early 2005. So that is three-plus years ago. Okay, so does that answer your question? Good. Okay, going back to the Rainbow Gathering, folks, let's take another call for them and see if they have anything to say. Bill, where are you calling from? You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm in Sheridan, Indiana, and I wondered if I could speak about something that's a bit off topic than what you're on today.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I've been doing some research of my own, and I'm so happy with what you're doing, and with regard to Endgame and the Loose Change product and so on. And I've noticed there seems to be a bit of a disconnect. I'm a Christian. There's a bit of a disconnect between some of our analysis of culture and the ability for us to come to the conclusions that there really are conspirators. It seems I don't know what the problem is. Anytime I bring any kind of this stuff up, it seems like, well, we're just fighting ideologies, but there's no personality behind them. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I don't understand.
Well, the philosophy of totalitarianism and how these things come into be, come into existence, and then a lot of Christians act as if there's no personality behind them, or maybe there's some kind of naivete.
No. They've been taught by preachers. The whole church and every other major religion has been taken over by the globalists. They fund it through federal funds, World Council of Churches, and so they tell them you're to worship government and do whatever it says.
Right.
And so that's why they're like that. They just want to feel good, go to church, go on vacation, and just not worry about the world.
Right. Now, yeah. have you read the, there's a book called Idols for Destruction by Herbert Schlossberg.
No.
And the subtitle is Christianity and its Conflict with American Society. And that was kind of a stepping stone for me in tackling a huge amount of these issues. I was completely ignorant with regard to the economic and the monetary system with the federal banks and the private banks, we should call them, but him talking about how they monetize the debt and so on and so forth. But if Christians are unaware, that's a good stepping stone.
Well, they want to be unaware, and I appreciate your call. They want to be slaves. They want to believe lies, and just like the liberals do, the liberals think Barack Obama is going to save him. He will continue all the agendas. He runs nothing. He is no one. George Bush runs nothing. The multinationals own and run this country. And at least people finally are seeing that both parties are controlled. They got to be taken for one more ride by Barack Obama, and they will be. But that's about it. I mean, the Republicans are shot. The Democrats are shot. We got to hit rock bottom before we turn around. You know, I took calls for the Rainbow Gathering folks, and people, I guess, didn't really want to talk about that, and that's fine and dandy. But just in closing, gentlemen, anything else you want to add in a closing statement there, Rob Savoy or Scott?
Well, actually, Alex, yeah, I would definitely like to add something, and that's, you know, this has been going on for over 30 years, and we're used to it. It's become a habit to be harassed, to be searched, you know, to be handcuffed and pepper sprayed and all that stuff. It's become habit. What was different about this year, and the reason there's a hubbub this year, is because they marched with live ammo into the village where they know we keep our children. They threatened our children. One accident, one twitch of the finger, and my child or someone else's child could have been killed.
And then they're going to kill a bunch of you and plant weapons on you because they're going to have to get the videos. That's the problem, is that they would have shot a child, they would have mowed everybody down, hunted you down, and killed you. And this, I'm not kidding, especially feds. and then, you know, taking the videos. And that's the problem, is they will escalate to cover up their crimes.
Right. And, you know, that's like I said, my concern and the reason for maybe an escalation in our attention through the media this year is because of the fact that children were endangered. And children were endangered knowingly. It isn't like these people didn't know. The commander of that team, I've seen him in court. I know that he knows what Kid Village is. I know that he knows where Kid Village is.
Well, of course they went there to go after your kids to get a response from you. They're into psychological warfare. They just don't realize they're under similar mind control from those above them. I mean, this is just despicable activities that we're seeing from them. But those are great points you're making. Anything you want to add, Rob Savoy?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, next year we'll be in New Mexico, July 1st to 7th. Since the law enforcement troubles have been getting worse and worse every year, I'd say, hey, come on out to the gathering next year for some fun and games.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the answer to their tyranny is to have 24,000 people out there, 50,000.
Exactly right. And because we are inherently incredibly peaceful people, you know, no matter how bad things get, the police have to realize that they cannot attack peaceful people.
Now, I'm surprised
the
they haven't.
There, the less they can do it.
I'm surprised they haven't pulled provocateur actions. You know, they can hire their anarchists that dress up like hippies.
Some other day, call me back on that, and I can talk about that for hours. They've been doing all this stuff to us forever and ever and ever. But
they do have spies and provocateurs.
Oh, yeah, we have problems with people coming in and stealing equipment. We have all sorts of stuff. They pull out, and at the West Virginia gathering 3 years ago, they stole the water pipes before the gathering that we used to bring clean, filtered water to people. We could go on and on and on about all this kinds of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, people should come next year and use their own eyes and ears and stuff to see and hear what's going on.
Yeah, it's important to see evil for yourself.
Exactly.
I tell you what, let's talk during this break so we have 4 more minutes and I'm going to come back and get into the other news. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars.com audio stream listeners, we're going to talk and take a few calls from Scott, Jim, and Colin during this quick break. Then I'm going to get into some 9/11 news and a lot more, some economic news as well. InfoWars.com is the website, PrisonPlanet.com. There's also Classic.PrisonPlanet.com, Classic.PrisonPlanet.com, if you like the old look of Prison Planet.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
I tell you what, let's play that clip, John. I sent it to you, the CNN one, of John McCain a few days ago. This is happening everywhere he goes. This was on CNN, Fox, C-SPAN, a bunch of other places, live. Got huge attention. And the young man stands up and reads a PNAC document. I believe this is We Are Change. Stands up and reads a PNAC document about, you know, needing terror attacks. And, yes, they're all over the news saying, we are Al-Qaeda. We need to be arrested. No, you know, no debate of, did the vice president write this? Did John McCain fund this? Are these Republican memos saying they want to stage terror attacks? Do all these leaders admit they stage terror attacks? It isn't. It's like, oh, no, no, no. Alex Jones was secretly trained in Afghanistan. He's under direct Bin Laden command. Okay, well, let's say that was hypothetically true, which is just ridiculous. I am 34 years old, so I was trained as a small child, reportedly, by Al-Qaeda. And so that would be in the early 1980s, late 1970s. When Osama bin Laden was in junior high, I guess when I was about 5 years old, in 79, living in Dallas, Texas, that would mean that right when the CIA founded Al-Qaeda, with Zbigniew Brzezinski, and had them attack Russia, I was sent, along with Luke Radowski, who wasn't born, and everybody else, I was sent to Afghanistan, and I was trained when the U.S. was running the operation. I mean, this is the kind of crap they feed people. And yes, they are saying it. There are 5,000 blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda. They are everywhere. They are sleepers. Trust no one. I mean, come on, cops listening. What is the latest thing you're going to believe? I mean, is there no end to it? And you said you were listening to Glenn Beck, Scott, and you heard this?
Yeah, it was Glenn Beck's feeling, guy. That was yesterday that I heard this.
What was this? He was taking callers.
He was taking callers on it afterwards.
Did you hear that part?
No, I didn't. I had to go at that point. But I did hear everything. He started out by saying, we didn't know where he was going with it at first. He goes, there's a new film that's out. It's a documentary film. It's about 600 British kids that their parents sent them over to these jihadist camps to train under them. I mean, to learn their way of life. And then he said, and 600 American kids. And then he went on to say, at that point...
And let me guess, Adam Gadon, the son of the head of the ADL, I'm sure he's involved. This is ridiculous. Okay, what else?
Okay, so basically he said the first year, and he broke it down just like this. The first year, they went back and checked on the kids, and the kids, you know, weren't brainwashed. They wanted to come back home. They weren't happy with it. The second year, they were fitting in a little bit better. By the third year, he said they were completely brainwashed, and this is exactly how he told us. And then he said at that point, they were then, after they were brainwashed, their parents then brought them back to the U.S. shortly thereafter, and then they started basically saying that the government staged 911, and 911 was an inside job, and, you know, basically trying to cause chaos in the political form against our American government here.
And
can you believe
this? So, protesting, asking people about PNAC, asking them about lying about WMDs, you're now all secretly Al-Qaeda. That's why Truth Rising, and I know they've been saying similar things, I hadn't heard that, is so vital, so they see who we really are, and so they see Gary Hart admitting they staged terror attacks, so they see the cops saying, we're going to say you're terrorist, we're going to plant bombs on you. The public has got to see Truth Rising. It's in the top 10 of Google Video. Get it out to everybody right now. Buy the DVD. Make thousands of copies like your life depends on it. Every one of you listeners, we're in a life and death fight against the terrorist. Did they say the name of the ridiculous CIA film?
Yes, they did. And Alex, I'm sorry, I can't remember it, but if anybody wants, if Glenbeck has his prior podcast on there.
Somebody
sure
go on the message board. Hold on. Go on the Prison Planet message board and post it in there. People find it by the end of the show if you can. Make a top thread on PrisonPlanet.com forum. Find it. We'll cover it Sunday on the show, and we'll have articles on Prison Planet and InfoWars today. This is huge, Scott. This is unbelievable if what you're saying is true and accurate. I know they're saying similar things, but I hadn't heard them put it all together.
Yeah, I swear to you on it. That's exactly what he said yesterday. And I'm at work, Alex, so I'm not able to post it right now, but when I get back to my home, I can do that.
All right, thank you so much. And did he say then what Glenn Beck has said on TV, use the Army against 9/11 truthers because they're aiding Al-Qaeda?
I remember seeing that a while back ago, that Glenn Beck
But the guy didn't add that talking point. Okay, or at least what you heard. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to come back and play why they're saying we are trained by Al-Qaeda. Oh, my God. Of course, then they tell you Al-Qaeda's taking credit for the attacks, but then Al-Qaeda's also saying they didn't do the attacks. And, I mean, are you going to believe that, folks, that I've been secretly trained by Al-Qaeda? I mean, come on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SoliSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like-
like being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Yeah, they trained you. They told you. Don't worry, we're just taking the rights away of those brown people. They're Al-Qaeda. And now, different organizations gave presentations to Congress and said 9/11 truth is Al-Qaeda. And now they're saying we should be arrested, that we work for Al-Qaeda. And they're saying it in unison. That's because they did it, folks, and they know we know, and they don't like that. And they know that you know. Let's go ahead and play this clip of John McCain. This is just 2 days ago. I meant to play this yesterday, but this is an example. You have this young man, We Are Change, eloquently covering in front of all these people what the group he founded. He founded PNAC. And, but you read what the vice president wrote now to McCain: you are secretly a Al-Qaeda brainwashed person. That is the new America. And folks, they'll tell the cops to come arrest you, and they'll torture you to death. I mean, they'll cut your arms, legs off, put electrodes on you. They've been trained. They believe you're Al-Qaeda. They believe whatever they're told. Here it is. Here is American Al-Qaeda, ladies and gentlemen, asking a question of John McCain, who had a group saying that they needed terror attacks.
I was curious about a document back in September 2000, Project for a New American Century, or PNAC, whose members included Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Jeb Bush, and Paul Wolfowitz, wrote a document entitled Rebuilding America's Defenses.
You know what? Let's just stop this. Let's just stop this. Why shouldn't I just play the actual video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers? Can you punch this computer screen up for me? Why do that? Let me just turn the laptop up. And let me go down here to Lord McCain, and I'll just play this. And boy, you can really watch him when he walks away. He is so upset. When the guy asked him the question, it's like somebody punched him in the stomach. I mean, it is guilt. It is, oh, I got one that can see. It's not all these other dopes in the audience. So let's go ahead and play that. Here it is.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for giving us all the opportunity to come and, you know, ask some questions. And I was curious about a document back in September 2000, Project for a New American Century, or PNAC, whose members included Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Jeb Bush, and Paul Wolfowitz, wrote a document entitled Rebuilding America's Defenses. In it, they state, quote, "The process of transformation, even if it brings revolutionary change, is likely to be a long one, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor."
Folks, go online and watch his body language there. I mean, it is, he is, gets real serious in his, I mean, guilty as sin. Oh my goodness, we're in trouble.
Now, many Americans believe that that new Pearl Harbor event took place on 9/11. And according to a recent New York Times and CBS News poll, 84% of Americans believe that there were some criminal elements of our government involved in 9/11. Can you tell us about your role as president of the New Citizen Project, founded in 1994, which served as a chief fundraising and parent organization to PNAC? And is this one of the factors that has made you so reluctant to support the victims' family members and first responders who are begging for a new investigation into 9/11? It's a serious question.
Well, I have a serious answer, sir, and that is that it was Joe Lieberman and I, a Democrat, that sponsored the legislation for the 9/11 Commission. And I'm proud of that. It was a bipartisan effort. And very frankly, the administration was not, enthusiastic about the establishment of that commission. We had some of those most respected men and women in America serve on that commission. Now, with every, let me just put it this way. I am proud of what the 9/11 Commission did. I am proud that we...
It proposed a total police state takeover. Let's go ahead and go back to the enemy of America.
We have enacted many of the reforms, although not all, of the reforms that they recommended. And I will stand by their recommendations and their conclusions, as will the overwhelming majority of Americans. It's a free country. You are free to disagree with their conclusions, but I am proud to have been one of those.
And his surrogates, though, are going to say that you're American Al-Qaeda. Oh, you're free to say that, but we're going to have every TV host on every news channel say you're secretly working with Al-Qaeda and carrying out bombings, and we're going to have provocateurs come out to your events and hold up signs saying you murdered people and you carried out a bombing. Okay, you're free to say that, but we're going to tell everybody you need to be locked up and we're trained in an Al-Qaeda camp. And these idiot schmucks out here in the audience, they're going to believe it, you little slave. You may see right through me that I run a giant murder op, but you're going to see a lot more, you little punk. You think we're not going to let go of power, you little bastard? We're going to carry out more black ops. That's what the translator, if you ran what he was saying through it, would be saying. Back to the murderer.
Who was, along with Joe Lieberman, responsible for the establishment of the 9/11 Commission. And I support their
conclusion. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Everybody always whines and complains about 9/11 truth and We Are Change. We do the best we can. He was able to get his question out. If he would have been grabbed around the throat by a citizen drone, they've been trained to hate freedom and attack, or by one of the goons, security guards, then he would have been screaming it. See, as you're being physically attacked and having your hair grabbed, we're not supposed to yell the questions out. We must genteelly be tasered and taken out. But because he was able to get it out, McCain knows that keeps backfiring, having him tasered and grabbed, so he'll let him go. But he's listening to the question. When he hears thing about PNAC, he goes, total body changes. His eyes get real serious. He goes into focus mode. Whoa. He looks very concerned. He looks at the guy like, whoa. And then he turns around and starts breathing a little bit heavy, and he's going, I mean, they are really worried, folks. I mean, we go up to Hart, and Hart goes, yeah, we stage terror attacks. Yes, yes, I'm afraid we're going to do it. And then he kind of flips out and starts pacing back and forth in the film, just looking crazy. I mean, they're starting to break down, folks. We went came to Bo Deedle, the former head of New York Detectives, who's attacked us for 9/11 Truth, and he comes up and he says, listen, my daughter gave me loose change. I know. It looked like there was bombs. Where are the bodies? I know. I'm with you guys. Come on. I hold on. Wait a minute. And he just starts going, oh. I mean, it's starting to happen, folks. It's starting to happen. You know what? I got some financial news I want to cover. And then I got news like this. WTC emergency head was building collapse specialist. This story is so important. I'm going to go into overdrive. Are you okay with that? I'm going into overdrive, folks. I'm going into overdrive for Infowars.com. Audio stream listeners is the only place you'll be able to hear it when the show ends in 20 minutes because I've got to cover this 9/11 truth information. I've got to let you know that we are very close to busting the people that did it. I mean, we know now who they are. It is, and it's chilling. I couldn't go to bed last night. It was about 1 in the morning. My wife came down. She's like, why are you still up? You know, I've been going to bed earlier. So 1 is very late for me now. I'm just trying to get where I don't think about this constantly. And I'm just doing more research. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is true. Oh, my God, that's true. Oh, my God, Kroll Associates. Oh, no. Marvin Bush. Oh, no. Jerome Howard. Oh, man. And it's just unbelievable, folks. I mean, and then I realize I am toe-to-toe up against these guys. These guys are so cold-blooded. And I just think, how did my life end up like this? How did I end up being who I am? How did I end up being in the forefront of all this? You know, I don't want to be at the forefront of all this, but I have a responsibility to fight these people. And plus, if my life's not worth a plug nickel, if I don't stay prominent, that's another reason to keep me in the fight. And also, I mean, if I'm in so much danger as I am, and a lot of us are prominent, you know, I better go all the way. I better make sure this counts. Folks, The government took 4,300-plus American children in one declassified program that foster care had taken, CPS had taken, and they radiated them to death. Now that's just one declassified program. They had another where thousands of GIs' wives would go in to have their babies at the local bases in New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, California, and they would give them uranium and plutonium pills as vitamins, and then the doctors would know they were going to have a miscarriage in so many hours, and they'd be there with film cameras, and they'd say, oh, we're just filming this, this will help you, and the people were so trusting of their government, as the woman's baby died, as a lot of times she died, they would film it. That's been declassified for 20-something years. And there's thousands of these. I could go on for hours, and there are people in the message boards, whenever I talk about this, and people post this on YouTube, who say I'm lying. I'm not lying. Those are all public. It's like I had a caller earlier saying, where's the proof? She wasn't doubting him. She said, where's the proof that Larry Silverstein bought the Sears Tower? The owner of the World Trade Center complex. And I just typed in Larry Silverstein Sears Tower, and it was the number one link. Wall Street Journal. And I think a lot of people just don't know how to search for stuff. I mean, it isn't hard. Larry Silverstein Sears Tower. Just type biological, chemical, radiological testing on civilians. Folks, I did 20 minutes in Endgame on it, and I could literally make a 500-hour film. No exaggeration, just reading off parts, the headers of government documents admitting where they killed people. I mean, it's in the it's got to be in the hundreds of thousands here in the U.S., tens of thousands in every other major country. England is they've done a bunch of it in Singapore. I had a guy I know who's one of the top guys in the Republican Party, and he owns a computer company, but I know him going back when I was a Republican 15 years ago, up till about 13 years ago, and, friends with him, and he's pretty high level now. And I saw him, and he said he'd come on the show, then he chickened out, and I had to promise it was all in confidence, and then he chickened out to come on. But he just talked about how he's involved in Singapore with these programs, and they put different drugs in different sectors of the city, because it's all in sectors there to test it on the public. I mean, and I saw a thing in Minnesota where they're putting stuff out with the pigeons that sterilizes them, and I had all the documents where they're doing that here, and we're just screwed. I don't even know why I have to try to convince you. I mean, we're in. And then the people go on the YouTube and say I'm lying. My God, it's all true. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, I know a guy who's a Republican, high level in the state party, who knows people and is involved with companies that are doing it. And he's like, yeah, it's crazy. I think I'll talk about it. Well, I better not. Or then I have documents where they're doing it. Or Rick Perry's chief of staff, he's got three different chiefs. I'm not going to say who, but he's the head of one of his details. If you ever watch him, Rick Perry, on TV, you'll see the guy with him. I ought to try to call and get him on. He gave me his card and acted like I could talk about it, but I don't want to. I ought to try to get him on. I think he was so shook up after Endgame that he said it to me last year when I was showing it. But he was a medic, I think he said 15 years ago, in the Army. And they would have him give people inoculations. And I think he said eight guys. I told the story last year when I was fresher memory, but it was seven, eight guys come in from a special forces base, Fort Bragg, and they're told, watch these men. They were just given a new experimental inoculation, and all of them died within a day. I mean, throwing up, stuff coming out their eyes. And then they were told, don't worry, it's not contagious. Now, take all the metal stuff out, take all the beds out, scrub them outside, spray bleach on them, and then put them back. And he said, yeah, we were then told it was like a biological test. They just killed those guys. You understand, special ops listening? They kill you whenever they feel like it. And you're saying, well, that's Rick Perry's chief of staff saying that to you. He came to my event. He said, we wanted to see the film. We knew the governor was in it. The film ends with me, confronting the governor at his house, there outside. And he said, but I do want to tell you, I know a lot of that about the testing's true. I saw that happen. But see, it isn't me just talking to him. It's all the news articles. I mean, BBC saying British government has sprayed every city repeatedly in the UK with chemical, biological, and radiological. And some towns, they kill people. mean, they'll go on. They've gone into little towns in the U.S. and just sprayed it, and sometimes half the town dies, and they just keep it quiet. I mean, they just murder us. And you don't think they'd carry out 9/11? Killing 3,000 people was nothing. And, of course, even though those buildings were half empty due to asbestos and problems, normally a bunch of sources reported between 10 to 15,000 people were there by 9 in the morning. And there were less than that in there, a lot less. And it wasn't just people say, well, it's an urban legend that the Israelis were out of the building. That comes from Haaretz newspaper reporting. But the Arabs were out of the building, too. The FBI was out. Everybody heard get out of the building. You see, that's what I'm saying. They're all out of the building. Those aren't urban legends. Those are true. You know what? I've gone over here, and I want to get into financials. We'll get into 9/11 in the overdrive, this new development. Please get it off prisonplanet.com. WTC7 emergency head was building collapse specialist. This is so important because the headline doesn't do it justice. It gets it. But I want to go to Tim Larson, chief analyst at Midas Resources, because gold went up like 20-something bucks today. It's going up and down right now. It's gone up above 960. And they're announcing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mae may go under. I mean, this is happening faster than I even thought it would. They're saying oil went to an all-time record of 147 plus a barrel. They're talking about, I mean, this is it, folks. Tim Larson, are you starting to really, I mean, I'm not trying to say this for effect. I'm really getting scared here for everybody because this country isn't ready for a depression.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Alex, is that they better be afraid and very afraid because, I mean, the financial system in this country is breaking down, and it's breaking down very fast. We've talked about it for the last couple of days, and, I mean, you got, okay, now you've got, we're talking about the credit markets. Now we've got Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac down almost 37% today, just in one day. I mean, this has been happening all week, for God's sakes. I mean, they can't keep the financial sector alive at this point in time. I mean, they comprise over $5 trillion of the financial markets, for God's sakes. Now, we got the dollar down over almost a penny and a half against the euro and every other currency. I mean, it's falling apart. We got gold up, you know, $18.
I don't have that much money in the bank, and I'm wondering, I mean, the little bit I've got's to run my office, and I'm wondering what to do with it. It's deteriorating in front of me.
Well, and not just it. I mean, you've got dollars in paper assets, dollar-denominated assets. You're going backwards because inflation is almost 15% this year so far. And I mean,
yeah, but I mean, inflation's bad. But for people that don't know what Freddie and Fannie Mae are, why don't you explain to them?
Well, basically, they are the two main corporations that own all of the mortgages, and they own all of the subprime mortgages. Now, supposedly, they were supposed to be U.S.-backed corporation that the Congress and the Senate and the Federal Reserve would back. They are not.
Yeah, it's a giant money-laundering playland for our corrupt elite. They're taking us for all we're worth. The country's falling right now, and cops are out running checkpoints, shaking down housewives, while illegal aliens run all over us drunk driving and are above the law. Tim Larson, stay with us.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
Tim Larson, Midas Resources, chief metals analyst up there with the company 10 years, studying this for decades. What is the public going to do? Because they still have no idea about the dollar being destroyed or anything that's going on or how it was designed. What are they going to do when they find out not only is their money worthless, but now hundreds of trillions of dollars, conservatively, is going to be put on their tax bill forever while the globalists bought up all the real assets?
They're going to be sitting in the streets trying to barter for food, and it's not going to happen unless people get prepared now. And that's where you've got hard assets at their beckoning call right now. But I'll be honest with you, Alex, I mean, it's not going to be there forever. We had a hard time getting silver and gold last year and towards, you know, even this year in the spring. And it's going to happen again.
And we've never seen a summer like this.
It's not an infinite supply.
I mean, just to be clear here, we've never seen a summer where it goes into a bull market. Dollar's plunging. Every commodity's exploding. Gold is up since last week. Remember, early last week, I'm saying, folks, it's going to start going up. It's at 882. And now, what is it right now? It's at 9 what?
964.50 last I looked.
964.50. So it's up over $81 in 1 week, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't come up here 3 weeks ago and say it'd be that next week. I came on last week and said, get ready. And they can try to suppress it again, folks, but it's only going to the stars whenever you start seeing all the big money guys say it's going to go to $5,000 an ounce. And I'm telling you, they've got gold deals at Midas Resources right now that are steals on these francs, on the British sovereigns, and on the silver. Tell them about the offer.
Oh, God, yeah. And, I mean, be honest with you, Alex.
I forgot to say, I got to interrupt again. Ted bought these at 926. He's offering these at below spot. Go ahead, tell him.
No, I mean, seriously, I mean, that's what it is. But, I mean, before I got on the show here, I tried to get on the Internet to even look up some of these prices, and it's so busy out there right now, I couldn't even get through to sites. I mean, this is the way the things are breaking. I mean, we got the dollar down in massive format today. We got the financial markets that are just out of control. But right now, you can get British sovereigns, for instance, quarter-ounce gold pieces at 257. I mean, that's incredible. You got the French francs at 205 an ounce. And that's a gold coin. It's a fifth-ounce gold coin. I mean, you're looking at gold right now at 964.50. Do the math, people. It's not a big thing. You've got silver, which is my recommendation, at 189.20 for a roll of Walking Liberty half dollars. I mean, you're talking about 20 coins. I mean,
I want to be clear.
That's spectacular.
Ted locked these in at the price, you know, per ounce of $9.26, and they're also collectors. And there's a little bit of markup. So the point is, these coins would be what? If Ted was doing it on today's gold prices, how much would that British sovereign be?
The British sovereign right now, if he were, and I don't know why he's selling it at this price. I don't. Because right now they would be about 969, or I mean 269. They're 257. We're looking at the francs at 205. Well, in all honesty, I mean, I don't know how we can make money on that.
No, we're looking at probably 220. I talked to Ted this morning, and he just said he wants to do this to crush all the competition. You want to get right down to it. Ted just loves my listeners. You cannot beat this deal. This is a loser for Ted Anderson. It only goes to the weekend. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Brokers will be there all weekend up until about midnight. 1-800-686-2237. Give Tim Larson a call. 1-800-686-2237. Tim, we'll talk to you Monday.
All right, Alex. And I got to say, if you don't pick it up now, people, you know what? It might not be there.
Yeah, this is insane. 1-800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, retransmission with Mark Kornke and all our big guests is going to start a little bit later, because I'm going to be right back live in Overdrive, only on the internet streams at InfoWars.com. You got to go to those audio streams, and I'll be live right now. If you don't hear me right now, you're on the wrong stream. Okay?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has now...